Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a million different ways I could open this broadcast up with. And in my 20 years on air, maybe once or twice a year in the first decade, I would say this is some of the craziest news I've ever seen. And in the last 4 or 5 years, I seem to say that every week or so, because it just gets wilder and more obvious and more insane by the minute. Look at these headlines right now up on DrudgeReport.com. Congressional review of copyright may threaten Drudge Report. And that's basically Congress admitting that. Salman Rushdie, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, warns of new dangers to free speech in the West. Didn't Rushdie win one for literature? I'm going from memory. Check it for me. The point is, award-winning author of the Satanic Verses, which aren't actually satanic. He was just criticizing radical Islam, so he has a fatwa out for him to be killed. I mean, all the real liberals are coming out and saying, we're in trouble. In fact, there's an Atlantic Monthly article that I'm going to be getting to in the next hour dealing with political correctness, but I want to basically try to read the whole article, because I'm about 60% decided that the author knows full well what's happening and is bringing people to the next level of tyranny, but maybe they're just ignorant, so I want to speak directly to the Democratic Party elite's main internal mouthpiece, Atlantic Monthly. I mean, it's one of the most important publications to that group. And they just decry the mass mental illness of political correctness. Well, it's not a mass mental illness from the top. It's directed. The coddling of the American mind. And how they're arresting development by design and turning people into gibbering minions. Of course, they don't say that. They say, we don't know why there's such a great tyranny on the campuses. Did you hear of the Cultural Revolution cooked up at the Ford Foundation, deployed through Mao Zedong and the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation? I mean, I got David Rockefeller in the New York Times in 1977 bragging about how he was involved in all of it. That's what they do, is take a bunch of young, spoiled, stupid, soft people and tell them you're going to be the new authorities and find out which ones are the most diabolical and sick. Then they get foundation government funding and then get put in positions of power over us. So they're now pointing at what they've created, and they're doing that for a reason. They know that the mainline liberals who have some classical liberal traits, Jeffersonian traits, are really starting to freak out. And so they want to make you feel comfortable. Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Oh, the Democrats are upset. Obama, you know, he goes and gives speeches and tells campuses you should have free speech, while the people they're funding and the curriculum they're driving is the totalitarianism. So we're going to be looking at all that, and it ties into a story that when I read it yesterday, I had to read it two more times, and then I actually went to the Georgia newspapers and actually went to the court filings at the Smoking Gun and other places. I mean, I did like an hour of research on this. I was reading this at lunch on my iPhone, and I couldn't believe it. And I thought about how surreal it was going to be to come here and go on air and discuss this. And then I, of course, went and saw some of the videos of the confrontation. And then I talked to people I know who are awake. And we're all so conditioned to living in tyranny that we just accepted it and went on drinking our iced tea. And that's the little death right there. That's when you start dying inside. When we come back, I'm going to get to it. Confederate flag supporters indicted under Georgia terrorism law. They face decades in prison for flying the rebel flag. Now, this is America, folks. This is the secret police. This is the thought police. This is it.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Black Lives Matter movement going global to combat gun-toting white racists. That's right. If you're white and you carry a gun, you're racist. Welcome to the brand new America, brought to you by Barack Obama. Article up at Infowars.com. Breitbart's big journalism covered a weekend event hosted by MSNBC's Turay in Los Angeles that featured several Black Lives Matter leaders. The panelists convened on this first annual Politicon to discuss how the movement is going global and carrying its message of antipathy against white racism around the world. Is Barack Obama actually trying to start World War III? Article up at Infowars.com. Why has Barack Obama airdropped 50 tons of ammunition into areas that moderate rebels in Syria supposedly control? This is essentially the equivalent of poking the Russians directly in the eyes. You can find more reports like this at Infowars.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015. Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private-labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, the 14th day already of October 2015. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast today and cover some of the most revealing news that we've ever covered, because there is a mass awakening happening, while at the other side, people are being polarized to new forms of totalitarian mental illness. And I have six or seven articles on this front today we're going to be going over. Salman Rushdie, the Nobel Prize winner for literature, warns of new dangers to free speech in the West, and violence against writers and misplaced sense of political correctness poses new dangers to freedom of speech in the West. He now published yesterday. That dovetails with this Atlantic Monthly article, The Coddling of the American Mind. And it basically says that young people on campuses are part of a mass mental illness of vindictive totalitarianism known as political correctness. And they ask, how did we get there? And then the answer is massive mental health. So they turn people into gibbering, panic-stricken, mentally ill people that are threatened by words, by culture, by conversation. And then the very engineers of it, after they've chopped off your legs, give you a wheelchair for the price of your soul, of course. I mean, I read this whole thing yesterday. It's like 27 pages long. And if you understand this, this is one of those Rosetta Stone things, you understand everything. I mean, I'm sure this writer knows full well, as a social engineer, what's going on. And then sits there and goes, what is this new totalitarianism? That's what the Communist Party in China did to the youth corps and the youth brigades at the colleges and the high schools. They sat back and said, oh, it's terrible. The young party officials' children, they're out burning and murdering and killing people. Oh, the party didn't do it. This is classic communist brainwashing. And then now they've created this giant mass of petulant, hateful, power-crazed demons. The type of folks you saw when we protested at Planned Parenthood a few months ago that crawled out from under rocks, screaming, we love Satan, we're ugly, we want to kill babies, death, murder, Satan, Satan. And then chanting at the Capitol, running around in circles, just, oh, we love you, Satan. They have no conscience. They have no mind. They were brought up by televisions. They watched 40-plus thousand murders a year on television as children. They're desensitized. They're not real people. Their brains are wired wrong. They're gone. They're absolutely gone. And it's very, very sad. And I'm not being negative. I'm not exaggerating here. You have to understand, folks, this is scientific. And I told you a few months ago, you're going to start seeing the left come out and decry political correctness of its extreme, so they can control the debate and confuse people about what it really is. Now that there's massive resistance to this Soviet technology transplanted here to the West, now that Germans are being arrested en masse if they protest, thousands of Chechen men with pipes, clubs, and burning torches marching through German cities. There's video of that on Infowars.com. Now that people are waking up, they're going to have to come in to lead the opposition and tell us what the good political correctness is that's already way more radical than what we currently live under, but will sound like they're moderates compared to what their vanguard has basically announced. No father, no mother, no boy, no girl, no single family dwellings, no private property. Language is the enemy. Only approved language can be used. Oh, we're going to be moderate and give you more reasonable things that are banned. And this is how they move the Overton window incrementally where they want it to go. And I've read their PhD papers on it. We've had guests on. We've had sociologists on. I mean, Paul Watson had one on yesterday. This is a known science of screwing people over and turning them into identity politics types who have no personal identity, who are not individuals but are groupthink, like lemmings or piranhas, pack animals. Humans are extremely versatile and can be adapted to be the most amazing, beautiful creatures we could ever imagine. We can also be turned into the ugliest of monsters. And the establishment is using humanity like a palette of different colors to paint a very ugly monstrosity. Let me just do this so you can get why I'm so freaked out. Let me just read you these headlines, okay? Rushdie warns of new dangers of free speech in the West, says free speech is being banned. The coddling of America. Daily Caller, congressional review of copyright law may threaten Drudge Report. That's what congressmen are openly saying is being debated. Supreme Court justices have told Drudge they're coming for the free speech. They've already done it in Australia and the UK and everywhere else. I mean, if Paul Watson wants to go out and demonstrate against radical Islam, he will be arrested at the train station when he gets off. Every day in the news, they arrest writers and journalists and anyone who criticizes radical Islam. If you remember 5 years ago, they banned Michael Savage going to England because he'd criticized radical Islam. Everybody's like, well, that's just Michael Savage. No, it's not just Michael Savage. It's going to end up being everybody. This is totalitarianism. Look at this next headline. EU diplomat, my government believes Obama is quite mentally ill. Big story up on drudgereport.com from Infowars.com. I'm going to get to this story that is one of the most important articles dealing with the attack on free speech. Then I'll get into all the other geopolitical world news. Astrophysics news is over the top. Wall Street declines on China fears, weak profit expectations. Walmart plunges after predicting decline in annual earnings. And we always knew the Walmart economy would end up destroying Walmart. But that's part of the plan. I'll use the science fiction parallel of Oblivion, where the operatives think they're running one mission to resupply a space mission. They're compartmentalized on the Earth. They don't know they're working for a silicon advanced deep space life form that's actually draining the Earth's oceans to power its hydrogen converters and move on to the next planet. And it's the same thing when people think globalism is going to eat itself. It's designed to. It's designed to suck up the resources, consolidate them, and turn it off. It's a scientific plan on record. I mean, who wants to take part in a plan to do this? But let me get to the story that was so incredible yesterday that I spent well over an hour researching, and I couldn't believe it when I saw the Fox News headline. Buckley texted it to me. Confederate flag supporters indicted under Georgia terrorism law. Now, if you've grown up anywhere in the South or in East Texas on different Confederate holidays, people get in their big four-wheel drive trucks. They drive around with rebel flags and American flags. They do it at the beach. If you're in Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, I mean, this is just what you grow up around. I have a complex historical view of it. It's very, very sad when I see it because I really know what it represents. It represents the South being completely set up and being fools. And I'm going to get to that here in just a minute. But separate from that, it is their free speech. And the Confederate battle flag does not represent slavery other than the fact that some bad people have expropriated it. But if you're able to ban the Confederate flag, you're able to ban everything. And we'll be right where Germany is, where they take your children if you criticize the government, socialism, global warming. That's in the news today. They now arrest you in Germany for it. They're trying to make it EU-wide. The UN wants it worldwide. That's mainstream news today. Illegal to say that the carbon tax and global warming and all this is a fraud. Of course climate change is happening. It's always happening. This is the precipice we've reached. And in Georgia, during the whole Confederate flag fight, where they put the guilt of 10 poor black people killed by a mentally ill white supremacist onto anyone that supported Southern Heritage or anything else, or Robert E. Lee, who was an amazing individual, according to the Northern historians, didn't own slaves. Ulysses S. Grant did, the Northern general. It's just all bull. Was the North wrong? From a Southern perspective, yes. But both sides were fools. And I'm going to break that down because people need to know the full story and not have identity politics of you're a Yankee or you're a Southerner. You need to understand the real paradigm and to understand that we can go back to President Andrew Jackson 30 years before the Civil War, when it almost happened before, and his protege, Sam Houston, who tried to stop the Civil War and was removed. And was spit on and had things thrown at him in Texas because he said you're being set up by British intelligence. Of course he was right. But that's a separate history lesson. When we come back, imagine four or five trucks driving around with rebel flags on them. Black folks are all angry. The media told them it's a symbol of killing black people. They throw some bottles. The police come. No one's arrested. And then the state indicts the people for the rebel flags, saying that it was an act of terror. That's saying free speech is an act of terror.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
So understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the exact level of free speech banning oppression that you see being exercised in communist China and now in Europe is coming here and is already here. They use peer pressure, they use bullying, they use lawsuits. Now they're trying to pass laws federally and at the state level and are having some success, saying that if what you speak hurts someone's feelings, it's banned. Facebook put out new rules 2 weeks ago and actually said if you disagree with someone, you can be banned. Twitter said the same thing. Communist China's internet czar over censorship met 5 months ago, 6 months ago, with Zuckerberg of Facebook to decide how to bring their systems to Europe and the United States. Now China has announced they are heading up the UN body that will create a internet code of conduct. Zuckerberg is caught on tape 2 weeks ago with Merkel at the UN saying, I'm going to restrict free speech. They hire former Stasi to report on Germans and have them arrested. You notice our media never criticizes China for organs anymore. Never criticizes China for banning free speech because the move is being made to go to totalitarianism. Cameron has gone public saying they're going to restrict free speech in England, and they are, and saying our priority is not freedom anymore. Do you understand? And I'm not trying to scare people. It's here. They're making their move. They're making their move. And then there's the video. The best the Southern Poverty Law Center has is white people talking to black people. And obviously, I've been in East Texas walking out of a Dairy Queen when 10 guys drive through in big jacked up trucks and they're all in their own little local gang. And one of them looks at you because you're good looking and you got a good looking girl on your arm. That's when it happens. And they go, and they, you know, they're like 18 and got a beard already. And they're like, what are you doing, Yankee, around here? Well, that's not what most people are like in the South. And East Texas is the South. The rest of Texas isn't. And when you run into those folks, they're just like running into a black gang in an inner city that if you're a black guy they don't know, they might say, what are you doing around here, boy? It's just human territorialism. And so, yeah, I've read all the angles, all the articles, both sides. Some people were driving around with their trucks, drove by some black people. They got mad, started throwing stuff at them. And it was basically just gang racial idiocy by both sides. The police couldn't ascertain any threats were made. The videos don't show it. But the state still indicted them in Georgia for flying what was the state flag just a few months ago. And once the precedent is set on that, the precedent is set for everything. I mean, I can't tell you how many times in high school or even college I'd be down at Corpus Christi or South Padre, and there's all these cars and trucks driving back and forth. And then every 10th car would have a Confederate flag. And, you know, they were a lot of times looking for trouble. I mean, you'd be at your bonfire or whatever, and they'd pull up and go, what are you, you know, bleepers doing? And if you said, well, get out of that car, I'll stomp your head in the ground. Then they go, no, we got beer. Let's party. I mean, it's that's not what all these people are like. But the average Southerner is not driving around doing that. So I've personally experienced stuff like this. But is it terrorism? Absolutely not. And I'm giving these black folks a benefit of the doubt and saying maybe something happened to them. Because the media was invoking anybody that's got a Confederate flag wants to murder black people. And you got black folks climbing in backyards, front yards, pulling down flags. I mean, you got the illegal aliens pulling down American flags at post offices now. You got American flags banned all over the place in schools. You've got the Union Jack being banned from the police to use it in the UK, in England. So it's here, folks. But when we come back, I'll play the clip. A Georgia grand jury charged 15 members of a group supporting the Confederate flag on terror charges following a July confrontation with a black family who was celebrating a child's birthday, according to the indictment. I can't believe it. The indictment released Monday. Douglas County District Attorney Brian Fortner said members of the Respect the Flag group violated the state's Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act. See, they're now saying street gangs are terrorists, and made terroristic threats when their caravan of vehicles bearing the rebel flag drove past a neighborhood. And then they go and describe the flags and the group were meant to intimidate, so it's terrorism. I mean, let me tell you, when they have anti-gun rallies, I get out there and bullhorn them and scream in people's faces. And that's what a demonstration is, to let them know we're not putting up with it. Are they going to say I'm a terrorist because I fly the Don't Tread on Me Culpepper militia flag? Because they're saying that's racist, too. The Marine Corps has banned it. That was the Marine Corps flag before they even officially formed.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A paranoid professor quits UT after the university allows concealed carry. A University of Texas professor is quitting his job and moving from Austin to Australia because of the university's decision to allow students to carry concealed handguns on campus. Economics professor Daniel Hammermisch is now worried that a disgruntled student might bring a gun into the classroom and start shooting.
The issue is not so much somebody coming into the classroom from the outside. It's rather a student in the classroom, or more likely a student in my office who's upset about a grade and who pulls a gun on me. I'm not going to carry a gun. I don't want to be involved in a gunfight.
So apparently, paranoid Professor Hammermisch would rather see his students left defenseless and unarmed in the event of an emergency. Well, Von Boyage, Professor, take your liberal logic and run. Learn more right now at InfoWars.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean. You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. But now we've added the fourth hour with our great anchors and investigative journalists. So it's now 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But the Alex Jones Show is those first 3 hours. The wrap-up show is in the fourth hour, and now a lot of stations are starting to pick it up. We're very appreciative of that. Coming up, Julian Moore claims founding fathers would support gun control. Yeah, the whole war started over that dum-dum. When they came to take the guns, dum-dum. A Texas rancher fights back against BLM land grab. German school kids forced to clean up after migrants. Libyan conflict moves deeper into Tunisia amid UN peace talks. Rise of ISIS, the proxy army of the West, to take over all of Africa. And then this incredible story, Daily Mail. Have researchers discovered an alien megastructure, bizarre star, could be surrounded by Dyson Sphere, built by extraterrestrials, or a ring city? They call it a Dyson Sphere. Really, Wernher von Braun in the 30s first came up with a plan for ring cities with their own gravity. And it's got the deep space scans. We're going to be going over that. Pretty amazing stuff. doesn't look like it is any type of planetoid structures we've ever seen. KIC 8462852. We're going to be going over that a little bit today as well. And, of course, as I mentioned, what's happening with Walmart and its stock and where the economy's going. Let me finish up, though, with the Confederate flag supporters indicted under Georgia terrorism law. Just roll that through your mind. Driving around with rebel flags, and the best the Southern Poverty Law Center's got of the video, the big foundation has, is this clip we're about to play. This is the evil. Some black people and white people yelling at each other over the national debate about the Confederate flag. And so the white people are indicted on terrorism and face decades in prison if convicted. And let me tell you, the South, a lot of demographers, a lot of sociologists will tell you the North, and I'm not bashing the North, it's just a fact, is more racist on average, widespread, than the South. And that's for a lot of sociological reasons. There were not really black people in the North till the end of the Civil War. You had a bunch of other tribal groups, you know, dozens of different racial groups that were all fighting with each other already in the North. People were already very racially based and religiously based in New York, in Chicago, in cities like that. And so that's where you see a lot of that happening and taking place. And in the South, you have projected guilt by mainly the preachers onto whites in general, even though 2% of whites had slaves, to where it is a kind of kill a mockingbird syndrome, where people in the South that I grew up around absolutely 100% had a guilt complex and were buying into the modern liberal mindset because of that. And so I would expect the juries will put these people under the jail and feel real good about themselves when they send these 15 people to prison. And the police got there, talked to both sides, conflicting stories, basically people yelling at each other. Some of the folks at the birthday party, some of the black folks reportedly throwing plastic bottles and things and yelling. That's not terrorism. That's just people getting hot emotions. Nobody's hurt. Nobody needs to be arrested. Well, the state got involved. The county got involved. And they want to show off to everybody, like all these Republican governors taking down the Confederate flag. And now folks are saying take down the American flag. They were also flying American flags. And I saw these idiots in the comments going, "Where are you flying both the flags?" Well, both the flags were pretty honorable, and the South and the North fought together against the British, and we're all brothers and sisters as Americans. And it just, we've all been through this experience together. And I want to get to other news. It's just, this is so important. Let's go ahead and play the terrorism. Here's the terrorism. Not funding ISIS like our government's doing, not turning them loose all over the Middle East and Africa, not opening our borders up, not doing all this. No, that's not the terrorism. Not shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, Fast and Furious. Not having the IRS terrorize Christians and conservatives, libertarians and veterans groups. No, the terrorism is going out in Georgia with rebel flags and saying, this is our heritage, we're not giving it up, and arguing with people. Heritage, not hate, and all the rest of it. I'm going to tell you the real heritage of the Confederate flag here in just a moment. And if you want the real history, just a snapshot, but still deeper than anything anybody's ever heard on the subject, at least what I've heard on talk radio, I'm going to give it to you, just briefly. But let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
Have a good day. Bye.
See you later. We'll be seeing you. Well, don't worry. They've been indicted. That's a threat. That's a threat. He talked to you. That's a threat. Under political correctness, it is. They feel threatened. Anything that someone feels threatened by can selectively be enforced. You're indicted for terrorism. So you've got these overweight hillbillies, classic, with their cigarettes, driving around with their flags flying. It'd be one thing if they had, say, a Confederate battle flag on the front of a tank or something. You know, meaning not losing wars, not backing down, not, you know, not surrendering, if it was honorable. I don't think people like that, running around acting like fools, stirring up trouble, you people disgrace the Confederate battle flag the way you act. But this is what happens. You get a bunch of people after 10 black folks get killed, rubbing in the pain, rubbing in that this flag means we're going to murder you, and you go to a city park, and some black people start shooting their mouths off at you, vice versa, back and forth, and you played right into the trap. Now, does that mean you should be indicted for terrorism? Absolutely not. Now, here's a quick snapshot of the Civil War. And it's very complex. I'm not going to spend all day on it, but this is what's in the mainline history books deep in there. And it's what happened. The South was agrarian. The North was industrial. The North had about four times the population of the South, or about three and a half times. The North put internal tariffs on products for the South to ship tobacco, cotton, wheat, corn, you name it, to Europe. But didn't put tariffs on manufactured goods out of the country. This was going on since the 20s. They almost had a civil war with Andrew Jackson, but he was from the South. He was able to stop it. But the South was already mobilizing troops, and he had to send them a letter. And he called the Southern delegation to dinner with him at the White House, and he said, I'm going to lead an army down there to defeat you right now. You're not going to do this and break the country up. And they got some of the tariffs cut on the South. So the South was getting fed on by the North. To a certain extent. British intelligence wanted to control Western expansion. The United States was only out as far as the Midwest and Texas is that, at that point, a little bit west of the Louisiana Purchase. The British wanted to get back in there and wanted to break the South off from the North and basically make a treaty. The British did sign interim agreement treaties with the South to supply them with weapons and armaments and to blockade and engage in ship warfare with the North. British, and this has all been written about in history books, it's been declassified decades later, just like they had a secret treaty with the Nazis if they invaded the Soviet Union and, of course, didn't follow the treaty in World War II. British did not go along with their treaty with the South and let what Operation Anaconda, not the one from Iraq, but another one, the North put a blockade all the way from Texas in the Gulf of Mexico all the way up to past Virginia into Maryland. And they cut the South off, and many Southern and Western statesmen who were the real patriots said, do not be part of this. Robert E. Lee was against war with the North and said that shouldn't happen, and that he was offered the command of the Northern armies. And when he refused to join the war in the South, he was then offered command of the Northern armies, and it was such an insult because he was from Virginia. And, of course, his father had been Light Horse Lee, one of the main generals under George Washington, and given the farewell speech at Washington's funeral, first in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen. And he was just so blown away that he had to go with the states because he was a constitutionalist. He did not own slaves. The head of the Northern armies later, of course, Ulysses S. Grant, did. So there is incredible ignorance when you see the demonization of the Confederate battle flag. It's the flag basically of Robert E. Lee. But here, from the Handbook of Texas State Historical Association, from the state website, you can go and read the quotes and the statements by Sam Houston. You know, Houston's named after him, the father of Texas, sent here by President Andrew Jackson in the early 1830s, to basically set up the movement that would then be the takeover of Texas from Mexico. And he said in public letters when he was governor, this is after he'd been president, then they had President Jones, and then it became a state, the Lone Star State by treaty, and then he became governor. He said, this is as governor, he said to secede from the Union and set up another government would cause war. If you go to war with the United States, you will never conquer her as she has the money and the men. If she does not whip you by guns, powder, and steel, she will starve you to death. And that's what she did. It will take the flower of the country, the young men. In the name of the Constitution of Texas, which has been trampled upon, I refuse to take this oath. It was a loyalty oath. I love Texas too well to bring civil strife and bloodshed upon her. I declare that civil war is inevitable and is near at hand. When it comes, the descendants of the heroes of Lexington and Bunker Hill will have found equal in patriotism, courage, and heroic endurance with the descendants of the heroes of Cowpens and Yorktown. For this reason, I predict the Civil War, which is now at hand, will be stubborn and of long duration. I mean, this is what this guy was like. Davy Crockett, been in hundreds of hardcore battles. There was one account where he had like five arrows sticking out of him in Tennessee, and they spit at him, they laughed at him, they ran around, woo, we're going to beat everybody's butt, we're going to beat everybody's butt. And see, that's why the Civil War is a great defeat of this republic, a very sad, disgusting event. And the North came in and did horrible atrocities and just the carpetbaggers, the scallywags, it was terrible. And a great federal tyranny was founded out of it that we live under now today. And so that's the reality. Here it is from the State Historical Society about Sam Houston. But when he refused to take the oath of loyalty, the newly formed Confederate States of America, the Texas Convention removed him from office on March 16th and replaced him with Lieutenant Governor Edward Clark 2 days later. Reportedly, during these traumatic days, President Lincoln twice offered Houston the use of federal troops to keep him in office in Texas and the Union. Offers that Houston declined, again, to avoid making Texas a scene of violence. Yeah, he couldn't betray Texas. He couldn't betray the United States. He just couldn't be an idiot. And you can read, there are literally dozens of his letters about we're being manipulated by foreign powers. Are we really this stupid? We need to do what Jackson did. We need to stop this right now. You're being manipulated into war. And it was done. And now, 160 years later, 155 years later, they will arrest you and charge you for terrorism if you fly the Confederate flag and people's feelings get hurt. So you can see where political correctness goes. They wind up all the so-called minorities to see racism and hate everywhere. When they get upset, you get arrested. And when that precedent is set, it's going to be everybody. I mean, you understand, folks, what's happening in Europe is now happening here where they arrest you for demonstrating. I don't agree with the Ku Klux Klan, but they have a right to demonstrate. We're going to come back and get into more of the political correct news, the economy, the massive attack on the Second Amendment, what scientists believe is a giant space base found in orbit around a distant star. But before we get to that, I just wanted everybody to know that we are running a bunch of specials this week, free shipping and 10% off high-quality storable foods, the freshest, the highest quality we can find at the very most affordable prices in a win-win. InfoWars Select, My Patriot Supply, InfoWarsStore.com, Secret 12 Methylcobalamin, 20% off this week. We also have other specials that you should check out, like free shipping and 10% off the water filtration systems. That's one of the biggest things you can do for your health, obviously, is stop drinking the tap water that's full of so many poisons on record. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of really big specials right now. And it's so imperative that you just remember that you are the heart of this operation. You fund the operation so I can send reporters to Oregon, so I can send reporters to Florida, so I can send reporters to Europe, so we can show you eyes and ears what's really going on when the globalists meet, you name it. Whether it's Hillary for prison shirts at InfoWarsStore.com, or whether it's high-quality non-GMO seeds at the lowest prices, the widest selection, whether it's books, films, DVDs, you name it, groundbreaking nutraceuticals, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site where you can call toll-free and ask any questions or order 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Way. One World Way has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Not America. Sha-la-la-la-la. Little piece of you, a little piece in me, will die
for the sister. I love David Bowie's voice. Don't you? Let's continue. I already mentioned this, but it just ties in the Confederate flag thing. This is a top story on DrudgeReport.com. One of the top stories. Congressional review of copyright law may threaten Drudge Report. And then it goes into the House Judiciary Committee launched a comprehensive review of the nation's copyright laws. And then it goes through the House Judiciary Committee with 20 hearings and the statements that political news, such as the Drudge Report, could be seen as political speech and and could be restricted. And then it goes on to the Daily Caller to link to his interview from last week saying Drudge Report site owner Matt Drudge told Alex Jones of InfoWars last week that copyright laws could very well end his popular site. And it goes into Supreme Court Justice, who's unnamed, he told me who, telling him point blank in a very interesting setting, let me tell you. That's one of the greatest frustrations of being an honorable journalist when I wear that hat and just being told stuff by the two former heads of special forces for the Army, the heads of special forces, being told stuff by members of Congress, being told stuff by a former vice president once, being told things by like Matt Drudge. I mean, I'm not bragging. I just get told all this amazing stuff, and then I can't tell you the specifics. But it's got all the quotes with the Democratic ranking member John Conyers openly making statements about restricting free speech and bringing back the fairness doctrine for talk radio. They mean business, folks. They mean business. And I'm going to cover this after we open the phones up in the next hour and cover other news, but it ties into Salman Rushdie warning of new dangers to free speech in the West. Reuters, violence against writers and misplaced sense of political correctness pose new dangers to freedom of speech in the West. Writer Salman Rushdie warns. Well, of course it does. And then that ties into this little giblet. Secretive UN legal conference wants to outlaw climate change denial. And they say that if you deny it, they'd like to get international laws in place where you can be arrested. Well, that's the same United Nations that is, you know, pushing if you criticize open borders, you're supposedly bad. I mean, this is what they're doing. This is what they're creating. This is their big launch, their big rollout. And to add insult to injury, Saudi Arabia runs the UN Human Rights Commission committee that decides what's genocide, what isn't, and decides what's hate speech and what isn't. Saudi Arabia. And guess who else is on the board? Communist China. I mean, what a joke. China keeps people alive and takes one kidney at a time. Take a kidney, take a lung, keep you alive. When somebody ready, then take the last kidney, take all the other organs and kill you. And this is who runs it. This is who our government under UNESCO follows the policies and the directives of those master treaties. It's kind of like TPP. You sign on to a treaty, you get parts of the treaty, and it just says we have whatever power we want, like Obamacare. It's just open-ended. It's dictatorial. What did Obama say about guns on Monday? He said, I'm going to go after the guns in a circumvention of Congress. I'm going to just act executively. That's dictatorship. I mean, it's here. We'll be back. Stay with us. They're arresting people for flags, folks, in America.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he.
He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to open the phones up in this hour for first-time callers on what's happening in the economy, what's happening on free speech, what's happening with the stupid debate with the Democrats last night. We had great coverage of that. I watched it. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. That's first-time callers today. We haven't done that in a week or two. 800-259-9231. There's a lot of really important news I haven't gotten to yet. EU diplomat, my government believes Obama is quite mentally unwell. Because here's the deal. Europe basically follows in a consensus the directives of NATO and the United States. It's all one big crew. And a lot of Europeans do not want to have war with Russia. They've got a recent memory of how that was. You know, how's 20 million dead Germans? That'll make you not want to get in those fights. 20 million Russians died, too. That's not very fun, is it? 20 million dead people in a war? America lost 600,000 or something? I got to hand it to our war makers, man. They knew how to put us in machines and in aircraft and use machines to do the killing. The Russians just did it with rifles. But this is a big deal. And Obama is mentally ill. Dr. Pechenik is a Harvard psychiatrist, MIT scientist, one of the fathers of modern psych warfare at the Pentagon. He's been wanting to come on or get him on, but he says Obama's mentally ill. And he says most of these people are mentally ill. And I tend to agree with him. I mean, you've got to be really mentally ill. Don't want to shut down our coal power plants. They're completely clean. You've got to be mentally ill as an elite when you run the world, basically, to want to turn the power off and jack with humanity and dumb people down. You've got to be really mentally ill in a sick way to not want prosperity. You know, I was thinking about this morning, and I'm going to talk about it when we come back from break. Humanity's destiny is truly unlimited. And we've got to make it off-world. We've got to transcend and really take on God's promises. And we've got to realize there are people that want to control the future destiny of humanity and want to shutter the mind of perception, the windows of perception, the doors of perception, because they are so insecure. They have knowledge of how humans operate, but instead of letting the bird fly, they want to cage it. So we're going to be covering that. Video, mass migrants chanting Allah Akbar, rally in Germany with sticks and pipes. Indiana sheriff says, I enforce Second Amendment, not Obama's executive actions. The numbers say a major global recession has already begun. I mean, these are all the bombshell articles I've got here that I could have been covering the first hour. It's just such a big deal that they arrested 15 people in Georgia for driving around in a park with rebel flags. I mean, folks, that is as bad as China. And that is truly shameful. And the prosecutor in that county, who's all proud of himself, I bet my bottom dollars hooked in with the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, to all the hillbillies that like running around with rebel flags, and you foul's going to rise again and all this stuff, you ought to cry over the Civil War and what happened and how this country got wrecked because of it. And stop hating people in the North. And people in the North and everywhere else, you stop hating people in the South. We need to be Americans. We need to be human beings. We need to bring this country back together of every race, color, and creed. I'm sick of all the divide and conquer.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Black Lives Matter movement going global to combat gun-toting white racists. That's right. If you're white and you carry a gun, you're racist. Welcome to the brand new America, brought to you by Barack Obama. Article up at Infowars.com. Breitbart's big journalism covered a weekend event hosted by MSNBC's Turay in Los Angeles that featured several Black Lives Matter leaders. The panelists convened on this first annual Politicon to discuss how the movement is going global and carrying its message of antipathy against white racism around the world. Is Barack Obama actually trying to start World War III? Article up at Infowars.com. Why has Barack Obama airdropped 50 tons of ammunition into areas that moderate rebels in Syria supposedly control? This is essentially the equivalent of poking the Russians directly in the eyes. You can find more reports like this at Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private-labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The toll-free number to join us to talk about the economy, the debates last night, the incredible attacks on free speech worldwide, whatever issue you want to raise, first-time callers, 800-259-9231. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment, and then I'm going to get into the articles I mentioned earlier. Wall Street declines on China fears, weak profit expectations. Who's been predicting this? We've been laying it out. Not to be doom and gloom. The elites have known this is coming. They've been engineering it. Walmart plunges after predicting decline in annual earnings. GOP candidates. Democratic debate was all about who wants to give away the most stuff. Absolutely it was. Hillary says, I would open Obamacare exchanges to immigrants open to giving subsidies to illegal immigrants. I mean, this is mercenary level. It's not that we're against the immigrants. They try to make it like we hate these people and make them feel like they're hated. I went to Mexico and demanded free stuff. It's not because they hate me. It's because they can't do that. You don't live here. You don't pay taxes here. There's a debate about even giving people welfare. Period, if you're a citizen. What's going on here? Bring in foreigners who'll go on the dole, just like they're bringing in Muslims, mainly radical, mainly young males, into Europe to be the new muscle of the socialist. It's truly sick. Truly sick. Women will likely have to register for the draft, Army Secretary says. Hey, you like those new rights you got to be a slave? U.S. refuses to receive Prime Minister Medvedev's delegation to coordinate anti-terrorist actions in Syria. The Russians are simply saying, we're here, we want to take out ISIS. You claim you're doing it. We're here to work with you in a joint operation. The Russians have been working with us to take out the Taliban for at least 8 years in Afghanistan. Joe Biggs was supplied ammunition and supplies in the army by Russian Hind helicopters. The Russians have been doing this. They are surrounded by radical Islamists. There's more than eight countries that are on their underbelly with jihadis attacking people. And the Russians want to take them out. And they won't even meet with them. They won't because it's their army. Incredible. Gold jumps as China devalues yuan by most in 2 months. That is huge. EPA spent $75 million to equip 200 special agents with drones, night vision goggles, guns, and assault ships. Assault ships. All right, that's just some of the news there. I also want to go over 36 facts that prove that the United States of America is an exceptional nation, but it's very sarcastic. It's up on Infowars.com by Michael Schneider. I want to get on the show. And it goes over the 30-plus things that we're exceptional in. And you guessed it. It's low test scores, obesity, low IQs. Our IQs have dropped more than 14 points since 1955. Just type that in. You can look it up for yourself. Physically, it's not education. Physically, we're getting dumber. Well, yeah, you also read the Harvard study on fluoride. What does it say? A 10 to 14 drop at 1.3 parts per million after 5 years exposure as an adolescent or as a child to hydrofluorosilicic acid. 14 IQ point drop. Oh, and our IQ dropped 14 points. Oh, I mean, you know, it's like you got a whole thing of keys. You go up to some rent house. You start sticking keys in, and finally one of them opens the door. That's the key that opens the door. The IQ is down 14 points since they started putting fluoride in the water. The key goes in the door. And then I can show you eco-science, the White House science are countless documents where they go, yeah, we put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water to lower IQ, lower fertility, and it also works as an adjuvant so that all the other drugs they add to the water, oh, believe me, they add them. I had a high-level Republican one time tell me, a top computer programmer, that he was going to come, he has a TV show, I'll leave it at that, that he was going to come on the show and expose that when he did 2 years of work in a Pacific Asian nation, Singapore, that he was met with the government ministers and all that, and that they actually put drugs in the water depending on what section of the city people are in, and that's how controlled and tested it was. And then he was putting in these computer algorithms to basically study the statistics after it. And then he chickened out, wouldn't come on the show, and never talked to me again. I mean, I just find it interesting. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore. Do you think they just sell body parts of babies illegally? I mean, you think they just stop there? They see you as dumb cattle. And guess what? A lot of you act like it. So that's coming up. And then this report, I'm going to hit this in the last segment of this hour. Daily Mail, it's up on Infowars.com as well. Have researchers discovered an alien megastructure? Bizarre star could be surrounded by a Dyson sphere built by extraterrestrials, researchers claim. KIC 8462852, located 1,480 light years away, was monitored by the Kepler Space Telescope for more than 4 years, beginning in 2009. Oh, they just now tell us about it. Now researchers say they cannot explain strange fluctuations in light it emits, leading some to claim it could have a huge alien megastructure in front of it. Yeah, it looks like it's behind a lens. We've never seen anything like this star. And it goes on from there. Can you imagine the stuff we don't know about? And we're busy looking at Hillary Clinton during the debates. All right, I'm going to go to Siobhan, Alan, Simon, Curtis, Bill, and others here in just a moment. 800-259-9231. Democrats score 9 million less viewers than Republicans in their mindless debate last night about who could give away the most goodies. And then I think about Jeb Bush caught with a pro-life senator's aide with her hands on her hips, bugging her eyes out like, how dare you not like women? Just all in grandstanding to manipulate women, to make a national issue. Did you see that woman stand up to him? All theater, all posing, meeting with behavioral psychologists, how to put her hands on her hips, look at him with pure hatred. Then CNN goes, did your mother ever look at you like that, Trump? This is how they stage stuff. This is how dumb they think we are. And whether Trump's a good guy or not, this is how they pull these scams. It's like Michelle Malkin. I'm not against Michelle Malkin. I agree with her on most stuff. She said that I was a liar years ago and said it was a robot dog that Marines threw off a cliff. I'm not against the Marines. I'm against the defense of that type of behavior, killing a puppy for no reason. And enjoying it. And she went out and wrote an article and said I was a liar. Now, the Marines had even come out and said, we disciplined them, it was a real dog. And then she had guys with her yelling, kill Michelle Malkin, leaning down behind me with cameras on me, yelling, kill Michelle Malkin. And they ran a national hoax that day, hard copy, extra, NBC News, CBS News. It was all over. I got calls from national talk show hosts saying, Alex, it may be over for you saying, kill a woman, beat up a little woman. And we got our video. Our video showed they were doing it. Thank God we have video from behind. But this is the type of stuff they can pull. I'm not saying that Howard Dean was a good guy, but he was going to end up basically beating Hillary, beating Obama. He was a popular guy. And so they ran that hoax where they, you know, isolated the microphone that was a corduroy. How do you pronounce it? Cordless microphone?
Cardioid.
Cardioid. That's it. I'm having a moment. Cardioid, where it only picks up what singers use, you know, in a rock band or whatever, only picks up what's right in front of it, not the background. Well, it just sounds like he's screaming. Everybody's howling. And they go, oh, the scream. And again, those type of stunts. They tried to do that with Trump right there. And when you've experienced them running a national stunt on you, it's not fun. But we survived that Malkin deal because we had the proof and because I didn't apologize. But, I mean, it was in the Denver Post, the Dallas Morning News. It was on Rush Limbaugh. He wasn't on then. It was a guest host. I mean, by the next day, it was in hundreds of publications that I wanted to kill a woman. And then I said, kill her with a crowd and tried to kill her. All right, we're going to go to break and come back with your calls. I just want to encourage everybody to remember this broadcast is listener-supported. I want to thank you for your support. We try to bring you the best, highest-quality products, the lowest prices, so it's a win-win for everybody. We have free shipping and 10% off the storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com, the highest-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Powered by My Patriot. You can buy My Patriot or InfoWarsSelect. It's the exact same food. Just shop around right there, the best deals that we could absolutely find for you. Methylcobalamin, Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com, 20% off, 10% off and free shipping on the ProPure G2 filters that are the best out there and are less money than competitors that aren't as good. We have the side-by-side studies right there on the site. We have informational videos, taste testing videos. I mean, just do the research for yourself when you make this important decision for your family. The best filters at the best price. Bar none, you cannot get a G2 Pro 1 system anywhere near this. We are the number one worldwide seller for a reason. We sell it at the lowest prices. And believe me, I got to twist major arms to bring you these prices. I mean, we got Pro 1 pitchers that are, you know, 60-something bucks. I mean, a leading competitor is like 100. And these aren't like stuff that's just charcoal filler that just takes out the taste. It takes the garbage out. It's what I use. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Liver Shield is back in stock. I have some very exciting news that I'm going to have to announce later in the hour. Super Mail, the truck has left Utah, where it's produced at one of the top herbal centers in the country. The truck has left. It'll be here by Monday. You can now start pre-ordering.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
Okay, I'm going to go directly to your calls now. Let's go ahead and speak with Siobhan in Mississippi. You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me on, Alex. How are you?
I'm good, ma'am.
I am calling to touch base on a couple of things in regarding African Americans and their involvement, not only in racism, but amongst the way society sees us. I was raised partially north and south, and I spent 13 years up north. And I see things that people don't want to talk about and people don't want to acknowledge. First of all, I know for a fact that there are more black people than white people that teach their children hatred, that teach their children that society owed them something, that if anything don't go their way, it's because of what somebody else has done. We no longer, unfortunately, teach our children accountability and responsibility. And that is not only a big part of the problem, but that will continue to be a big part of the problem because we don't want to. We don't want to take responsibility.
Well, it's political correctness, ma'am. I mean, my dad said growing up, black people were like the most honorable, upright people he knew. And then he would just marvel, living in Dallas, the crime and the craziness. But that is what breaking up the family did. That's what they're now doing to everybody's culture. And it's this victimology that people are given. And you can really see the divide and conquer. Is there any way to try to reverse that?
There is one way. And a lady told me when we got into a discussion about this one day that in order for things to change, all the older people, whether they're her age or anybody with the thought process of it's not my fault, it's their fault, anybody, black or white, needs to just go. And in order, and I told her, in order for that to change, we got to change what we're teaching our children. If we, I don't care what color you are, if you're not teaching your child accountability and responsibility and quit putting the blame and the focus that if something don't go my way, that it's somebody else's fault. No, no matter what another person does, you have choices and you have to be held accountable for your choices. A person can sit there and call me whatever because I have the rebel flag. I'm married to a white man. Okay, I can choose how I respond to you. And I teach our children that. Life is about the choices you make. It don't matter what another person do. If you can choose how you react or deal with that situation, but you got to be prepared for the consequences of your choices.
That's right. You're absolutely right, ma'am. God bless you. I appreciate your call. That's what it comes down to. And the globalists want to make us dependent so that paradigm becomes true that we're not responsible for ourselves, and then we're slaves. That's why they don't want individualism, because it doesn't fit in a corporate box they can control. Great points, ma'am. Thank you. Curtis in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead, Curtis.
Yeah, it's good to finally talk with you, Alex. You're a difficult man to reach.
Welcome.
Thank you. I have one point. A good thing is Diet Pepsi removed aspartame out of the 20-ounce and cans. That's pretty good. Little victory.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I work in a restaurant, so just myself alone, I've worked, like, woke up many people to a lot of the issues. And at first they, you know, called me crazy and like, oh, you're an anti-vacciner. But now they're really starting to get it, you know?
That's what I found is almost everybody I talk to is anti-vaccine unless they're old. And I see the sickest people lined up when you go to Walgreens or whatever to, you know, get a prescription. There's like 10 people lined up to the nurse off in a cubbyhole to get shots. And I've gone over, Leanne McAdoo did an undercover report last year where they're not giving you the inserts. They're telling you everything's safe and effective. They're not giving you the insert. They're not telling you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty sickening. I have a question for like the iodine in the winter sun. I love that stuff. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Feel great. Could I give like a smaller dose to a 22-month-old?
Sir, I am not a medical doctor, and so I'm not going to advise you on that. I would talk to a healthcare practitioner that you trust and like. I personally, according to body weight of Dr. Group, and a couple times a week in water with vitamin B12 and with winter sun. I put it in the water, even though it's not absorbable. The kids like it. It tastes good. B12 and you know, these things mixed together have a nice flavor. And the children drink that. That's what I personally do. And they've been a lot healthier. But I cannot advise you on what you should do for yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Yep, exactly. Thank you very much on making that pretty clear.
Thank you.
And then I have one more point about the Democratic debate. I watched that last night.
Sure, stay there. We're going to come back to you, Curtis. I don't want to cut you short. Everybody stay there. We'll be back. I got some clips of the debate coming up, too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. Did you know that guns are less deadly than alcohol? At least 88,000 deaths per year are attributed to alcohol abuse, and 30 people per day die in alcohol-related auto accidents in the U.S. alone. Heavy drinkers are also more prone to violence, suicide, and risky sexual behavior. In comparison, there were 36,000 gun-related deaths, including suicides and accidents, in the U.S. in 2013. And as a percentage of all causes of death, alcohol-related deaths are over twice as common as deaths involving firearms. Even more interesting, one-third of gun deaths are alcohol-related. So, according to gun control logic, we could eliminate one-third of gun-related deaths overnight by banning alcohol. Yet, you'll notice that Moms Demand Action and other Bloomberg-backed groups aren't demanding we ban booze and beer. That's because the true agenda behind gun control is to control the population because the government can only expand at the expense of individual rights, such as the Second Amendment. Ryan McMacken of the Mises Institute wrote an excellent article breaking all of this down, including the statistics I cited. So check it out at Infowars.com. And once again, this is Kit Daniels.
I want my candy. I want my video games. Why my life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Want answers? Well, so does the rest of humanity. Live from Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide. Crank it up.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I remember being about 10 years old and my mom dropping me off at the roller rink. And I remember being on my roller skates going up to the girls that were 13, 14, 15, hitting on them. All the other guys my age were afraid of girls. I wasn't. I remember just listening to this song as they played it like every 20 minutes. Crank it up. I love it. Got that Randy Rhoads on guitar.
I'm insane. The teacher says that I'm one.
I'm going to get into America. Number one, 36 facts that prove the United States is an exceptional nation, but not in the way you think, and the economy. After I run through some more of these calls, these are some really good calls. Let's talk to Curtis in Wisconsin. You had one more point. Go ahead.
Yep, the Democratic debate where Hillary said she'd support any state with free schooling for undocumented citizens was pretty much the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life. It just made me upset to see. I was like, I'm going to shut it off.
Yeah, I watched some of our coverage of it. Our crew did a great job. And it was just like a feeding frenzy of the goodies they're going to give people for free that's taken from someone else. And then you realize they're trying to cut the economy off so only they can give you stuff to totally control you. That's the really big crime. I mean, socialism itself is bad enough. And Bernie Sanders explaining how socialism will save capitalism. Truly yeah. Sickening. I appreciate your call. In fact, we're going to play some of those clips. In fact, do you have Bernie Sanders on socialism? I know we had that. Can we cue that up and play that? It is really hard to even look at Bernie Sanders, who, let me define socialism for you. Ultra-rich robber barons want to get rid of the free market and competition. They domesticate the public. They take most of what you produce. They give you part of it back. And then they keep the lion's share for select insider corporations that then take over the economy, in the words of the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty. Competition is a sin. And that's why you always have the elites funding it. And I'm so tired of it. It's ruled by gangs. It kills the free market. It kills being able to vote with your dollars. It is an abomination. Let's go to the clip.
If you call yourself a democratic socialist, how can any kind of socialist win a general election in the United States?
Well, we're going to win because first we're going to explain what democratic socialism is. And what democratic socialism is about is saying that it is immoral and wrong that the top 0.1% in this country own almost 90%. Almost as much wealth as the bottom 90%. That it is wrong today in
He's
a rigged
wrong.
Economy that 57% of all new income is going to the top 1%. That when you look around the world, you see every other major country providing health care to all people as a right, except the United States. You see every other major country saying to moms that when you have a baby, we're not going to separate you from your newborn baby because we are going to have, but we are going to have medical and family paid leave like every other country on earth. Those are some of the principles that I believe in.
People from the UK come here to get health care, and our health care is screwed up. People from Canada come here. He just sits there and goes, everywhere else is a totally wonderful place. Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? I'm Bernie Sanders. I have a 70 IQ. I'm full of beaters. I mean, it's truly disgusting. My name Bill. I work McDonald's. Thank you. I like socialism. He just sits there shoveling those lies. I thought we got free health care. I thought Obamacare did that, Bernie. Oh, we need bigger government. It'll finally be delivered to us, right? Right? Yeah, they've got more doctors than any other country in the world in Cuba, and you can't get heart surgery there, basically. Need eye surgery? Here's a cane. Need knee surgery? Here's a cane. I was watching a great film that, strangely enough, ends with yours truly about a month ago about William F. Buckley and Gore Vidal, and I've talked about it here on air, so I won't belabor it, The Best of Enemies. And in it, it shows like 20 minutes in 2 hours or more of the 7 debates they had on NBC News during those early 1970s debates. And Gore Vidal's going over the numbers, the same class warfare stuff, to William F. Buckley of National Review, and he's saying, I don't remember the exact numbers, but I mean, I know the numbers from the time, but again, you can go watch the film and see the actual numbers, but he's like, 10%, I remember that, 10% have got 45% of the wealth in this country, and that's wrong, and we're going to redistribute it, and that's fair. And Buckley's like, you can't ever make everyone equal. Well, now that we've got robber baron, collectivist, crony capitalism, it is 2% with about 87%. It's not 90 like Sanders said. Now, that's a lie, too. It's not 2% that have 87%, about to be 90% in a few years. We did the math one day. Of the 6,000 superclass that even the Kissinger Group estimates really run things and have most of the wealth, it was, going from memory here, if you divide 6,000 Do it again, guys. 6,000 into 7.5 billion. It was 0.000000. It was six zeros, wasn't it? 0.0000024, if memory serves. I'm going from memory.
It was more like 11 zeros.
I'm sorry. Okay, CJ did it at the time. It was 11 zeros. I'm just going from memory. Well, can we just put that on screen maybe and do it for folks here? Because it's point, a whole bunch of zeros, and then a 2-4. I remember that. They've done the numbers. You could take all the wealth of people making $1 million a year down to about 100,000. The upper middle class and wealthy. And it wouldn't pay the national debt for 1 year. We've gone from the biggest creditor, biggest saving nation in the world to the biggest debtor nation under socialism, under globalism. And of course, you need a bunch of ignorant people that don't know what's going on, that don't know what inflation is, that don't know why they can't get ahead, and then they have no hope because the whole system's so gamed in the service economy that they really think Bernie Sanders is going to give them something. Does anyone have any idea how hellish socialist and communist countries are? I mean, they're hell on earth. Child labor, slavery, corruption. You think free market creates wealth. The problem is it creates spoiled, rotten brats. Two, three generations down the road. I don't care if you're Hispanic, black, white, mixed, whatever you are. Our poorest Americans are wealthier than people in the third world who are middle class, and they've been taught to have chips on their shoulders and to run around and be so angry. And to not feel adequate. I sit there and I people watch how insecure folks are, how they are all scared to talk, and they're looking back and forth. I mean, people have not had any real experiences, and that's what this big Atlantic Monthly article gets into. We'll put it up on screen if we can. About the coddling of America to where they basically think that what's happening on college campuses is people are having anxiety disorders, the coddling of the American mind, and it goes on to admit mass political correctness is total mental illness and totalitarianism, and that they want words now like black band. But this is your children. This is what you created. They don't know how to build. They don't know how to dream. They don't know how to write. They don't know how to work. They don't know how to strive. They know how to get in groups and invent how they've been oppressed as they're being inducted into huge debts where there'll be no job for them in the future unless it's in government or a select corporation. And they marvel at how it's a tyranny. Well, that's who you are. That's what you've created. And so welcome to it. All right, I'm going to go back to your calls and then get into the economic news on gold and more. First off, Super Male Vitality is undoubtedly our number one bestseller. X2 after that. It is a bunch of concentrated known herbs that are organic, that are cold pressed so that they don't get broken down. It's syrup. It's very thick. Leading competitors' formulas cost almost twice as much. You've heard the rave reviews. You can read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. The truck from Utah, where it's produced in a top laboratory, is leaving today. Super Male Vitality will arrive next Monday. We have the bill of lading. So if you want to go get it now, you'll be the first to have it shipped out to you, because I know it's been gone a few months. Folks really want it. That's also good news for us because it's one of our main funders. Super Male Vitality arrives at our warehouse next week, but you can secure your bottle now at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. It has been sold out for over a month, but now you can restock your supply with our advanced limited release. Order today and you'll be the first to get your shipment next week when the new limited supply hits our warehouse. This ultra-strength formula contains organic herbs and acids that are the real deal. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and order your Super Male Vitality today before we sell out again. And it's a pretty big shipment, so hopefully that won't happen because this is the last of it for the year. So I had to double down if you don't want to run out. Here's what Chris in Dallas, Texas said. Fantastic product. I bought it for use at the gym, which I can see and increase my energy and strength. The results outside the gym and in the bed are two thumbs up. Also, it lifts moves and gives mental energy as well as physical. I remember when Group was like, here, I've developed this formula, try it out. And, I mean, the next morning I was just like, are you kidding? I mean, am I 15 years old again? I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, adult here. This is just a fact. Let's not be kids here. This is medical stuff. This is just facts. Here's another one from Tom in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was a couch potato, woke up and moved my family to a farm shortly after moving. It needed to be put up a fence. Found the ground to a solid clay on my fence line. Was going to rent an auger for $150. Instead, I took Super Male and using a manual post hole digger, I dropped a 26-foot post, 3 in the ground, less than 3 hours. I felt like Superman. Yeah, you really, in my experience, feel it the first week, and then you just kind of get used to the fact you're on it. Remember when we first had it a few years ago? I took half a dose. Now I kind of pig out and take a double dose. So it's like anything, you know, you start really taking too much of it. It's amazing. It sure is amazing. So hats off to Dr. Group and this formula, InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, let's go back to your phone calls. Alan in Canada, thank you for holding. You're on the air, Alan.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to say, tell everybody about the liver cleanse. I just tried it, and oh, my God, it's exactly what you guys say. It's amazing.
Wow, so you did it with the Oxy powder and the olive oil and the apple cider vinegar, the whole formula that's in InfoWarsLife.com?
Yeah, I did everything. The only thing I didn't do was that little bit of Epsom salt, but still, it worked perfect. Even though I believe you guys, I couldn't believe until I actually seen it.
Listen. I believed Group and Anthony Gucciardi 2-3 years ago, but I just kept saying, no, give me a break. I'm going to do this regimen. It wasn't that hard. And then it didn't happen for me the next morning. It happened the next night, like 2 days later, a day and a half later. And I was just like, I mean, it's like a movie. It's like aliens coming out of you or something. It's like that was in my body. So without getting too graphic, since you called in, I think, on trade agreement, I don't want you to get graphic, but did what we described happen?
It is exactly how you described, and I tell everybody about it. Like me, I'm lucky it was only the green balls that came out, so it wasn't like super, super toxic like some people are, but still, I just to see it was, I couldn't believe it myself.
I just can't believe that it's like not like national infomercials and that big companies aren't doing this. I mean, I just can't believe that no one knows about this. Because I was ignorant, too. You don't believe that there's all these balls in your, you know, gallbladder and liver. You don't believe that till, I can't believe I've been talking about it on air. But it's too, I'm a private guy, but it's too dramatic to not talk about. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it was, like I said, I tell everybody about it. I even took a picture, and it was, like you said, it's graphic. But you have to take it to show people. Like, I told my mom about it, and she couldn't believe me. She thought that as soon as you drop oil into water, that it turns into balls. I was like, I tried to explain to her, no, mom, that's not how it works. These are actually, like, hard balls that are sitting in your gall. Like, she had to get hers removed because, obviously, it was too toxic. But, like I said.
Well, that's the thing. And, you know, sometimes you do need a surgery. I mean, I'm not against Western medicine entirely. It's great if you got a broken leg or a hernia or a tooth you got to get worked on. It's just that they just want to slice something out or take it out. They won't ever tell you that, like changing your oil or flushing your fuel system, you can do that with your body if you aren't too far gone. Now, what was your point on the trade agreement?
Now, I just wanted to ask you a quick question because if anybody knows, we're having our elections here in Canada. Actually, they're October 19th, and it seems like Harper is the only one. Like, he supports the TPP, and it just seems like any other people that we can vote for is either socialist or, you know, he's basically the only one saying he's not going to raise our taxes. And I also heard that it was that he called this election early because he knows that they're going to be ratifying this in December at the UN or something like that. So he wanted to make sure he was in. You know, I haven't confirmed those sources, but
that's all true. And Canada is one of the key votes on it. It was one of the deciding votes, finally getting it through. And notice, it was signed a week and a half ago. We still can't see it. All we got was three sections leaked by WikiLeaks, and the three sections we've got are so draconian to free speech, free trade, everything. I mean, it is a global treaty. They call a trade deal. And it's global government. And it's being kept secret from the American people. And it's being kept secret from the Canadian people. And they mainly have conservatives in Europe, Canada, Australia, you name it, pushing it like, hey, it's trade, it's business, it's good for business. And then they've got leftists like Bernie Sanders opposing it, which then makes conservatives think it must be good. No, no, it is Obama trade. And it's secret, so it shouldn't be signed. And, I mean, what else do you say about it? Again, it's so over the top. It's like saying 15 Georgians were arrested for flying Confederate flags for terrorism. I mean, you don't even, I don't believe that when I say it myself, but it happened. It's like secret treaties are being signed. Sections of it show the end of free speech, the takeover of factories and businesses, and allows multinationals to shut down and incorporate. I mean, it's just so crazy that we're already in the global government and the general public isn't politically aware enough to understand that. Thank you, Alan. We're going to hit the economy and more, then more of your calls straight ahead. I'm going to hit the economic news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LeCig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with LeCig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LeCig.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private-labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We've known that the economic downturn has been coming for some time. They're putting the police state grid in place worldwide ahead of that. As there's less resources, they will consolidate them even more and carrot and stick the public, the social engineering. But Zero Hedge reports gold jumps as China devalues the yuan. By most in 2 months, the yuan has been fixed stronger for 8 straight days. Asia-Pacific stocks are extending losses in early trading. As it appears, our fears about the Chinese corporate bond market bubble are also on the minds of the Chinese regulators as they look to boost reforms. Another report out of Reuters, Wall Street decline on China fears, weak profit expectations. There's a little nervousness about earnings reports that we'll be seeing over the next couple of 3 weeks. U.S. stocks fell on Tuesday, and then with the Dow snapping up a seven-day winning streak on renewed fears. And we'll go ahead and put CNBC on screen. We'll give you the latest numbers today. Here's another one from October 14th. Walmart plunges after predicting decline in annual earnings. Walmart shares tumble after declining profit forecast, Bloomberg. Walmart Stores, Inc. suffered the worst stock decline in more than 15 years after predicting that profit will tumble during the next fiscal year. Earnings will decrease 6% to 12% in the fiscal 2017, which ends in January of that year, the Arkansas-based company said in its investor day on Wednesday. Analysts had estimated a gain of 4% on average, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. And Walmart is the canary in the coal mine. It's the canary that ate the local businesses, the local industry, that helped shut down our industry. It was the big Chinese bonanza mart that helped push all of this. Stocks are currently down today. Walmart is down, of course, as we just mentioned. And people say, oh, look, Walmart's a snake eating itself, see? No, it's not. And Bernie Sanders can point at, what is it, six different Walmart heirs, all worth $45, $46, last time I checked, $1 billion apiece. And you can say, hey, folks don't have to shop there. Books have been written on how Walmart manipulated markets, engaged in all sorts of underhanded chicanery. And now the American people, even though the population's growing because of the third world influx, the profits are going down. But at a certain point, that's what it's meant to do. It's a consolidation curve. It's meant to end the free market as we know it. And then Walmart moves on to more multinational operations. They made the deals with China. They set it up. They were successful. Then I've got this article that's from the Economic Collapse blog up on Infowars.com. America's number one, 36 facts that prove the United States is an exceptional nation. And then the article goes over 36 ways that we are rock bottom last. In the United States, an exceptional nation? Well, the facts show we are, but not in the reasons you may think. Now, this is an election season. We have all sorts of political running around proclaiming that America is the greatest nation in the entire planet. And just this week, Warren Buffett stated that Americans great now, it's never been greater. But is that actually true? Is the United States still a great nation? We still have vestiges of greatness, in my view, folks. We still have the seeds that can make us great, but we are exceptionally nasty and exceptionally stupid and exceptionally evil, and we have exceptionally bad people running us. He goes on to say he would submit that the numbers suggest otherwise. I love America, and in my opinion, there is not much hope for us until we're willing to admit to ourselves how far we've fallen. My words exactly. The following are 36 facts that prove the United States is an exceptional nation. When we return, I'm going to go over some of those 36 facts, and then we'll continue with your calls. Russian ministry briefing this morning. We'll get to war in Syria, flu shot, Social Security. It's all coming up, and Dr. Group's going to be joining us via Skype to talk about the war on fertility. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. us. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the third hour. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to get into the open public conspiracy against your fertility, how to fight back against it with Dr. Group. We'll also continue with your phone calls. But since I mentioned the way that America is exceptionally collapsing, let's cover this report. Number one, according to a brand new report that was released by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the United States has the fattest population in the entire industrialized world by a wide margin. Number two, the same report from the OECD also found that we are number one in child obesity. In fact, at 38%, our rate of childhood obesity is even higher than our overall rate of obesity. Number three, according to USA Today, the obesity rate in the United States has more than doubled over the last 25 years. Number four, the Washington Post has reported that Americans spend an average of 293 minutes a day watching television, which is the most in the world by a wide margin. And as I have discussed previously, more than 90% of the programming we absorb is created by just six enormously powerful media corporations. Number five, one study found that the average American spends more than 10 hours a day using some sort of electronic device. That's on top of the TV. Number six, by the time a American child reaches the age of 18, the child will have seen approximately 40,000 murders on television. Number seven, the average young American will spend 10,000 hours playing video games before the age of 21. Number eight, out of 22 countries studied by the Educational Testing Service, Americans were dead last in tech proficiency, dead last in numerous and other two countries performed worse than us when it came to literacy proficiency. Number nine, in more than half of U.S. states, the highest paid public employees is the state football coach. Number 10, the percentage of wealth owned by middle class adults is lower in North America than it is anywhere else in the world. Number 11, almost half of Americans, 47%, do not put a single penny out of their paychecks into savings. Number 12, it turns out that Americans are very good at locking people away in prison. At 716 per 100,000 members of the population, the United States has the highest incarceration rate on the entire planet by a very wide margin. Number 13, approximately one-fourth of the entire global prison population is in the United States. Number 14, in 2014, police in the United States killed 1,100 people. During that same time, police in Canada killed 14 people. Police in China killed 12 people. And police in Germany didn't kill anyone at all. Number 15, one recently published study found that one out of every six young Americans has stolen something during the last year. Number 16, there are more car thefts in the United States than anywhere else in the world by far. There's links to all this. Number 17, according to Fox News, approximately 70% of married men in the United States admit to having cheated on their wives. Number 18, Americans spend far more time on health care and far more on health care than anywhere else in the world, and yet we only rank 26th in life expectancy, and our entire health care system has been transformed into a giant money-making scam. Number 19, according to a study conducted by the Mayo Clinic, nearly 70% of all Americans are at least one prescription drug, and an astounding 20% of Americans are at least five prescription drugs. 20%, this is 20, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 31% of all food in the United States gets wasted. In case you were wondering, that amounts to approximately 133 billion pounds of food a year. Number 21, in 2013, women earned 60% of all bachelor's degrees that were awarded in the year of the United States. Number 22, a survey conducted by the Barna Group discovered that 77% of Christian men in America in the 18s to 30s, old age bracket, view pornography at least monthly. 23%. There are more than 4 million adult websites on the internet, and they get more traffic than Netflix, Amazon, and Twitter combined. Number 24, 70% of Americans do not feel engaged or inspired at their jobs. You know, this is a pretty good list of the stuff we're doing bad, but how about we lead the world in autism? How about we lead the world in breast cancer? How about we lead the world in neurological disorders? How about we lead the world in narcotics consumed? We'll be back.
And yet another land grab, the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, is ignoring the real estate title given by the state of Texas 74 years ago to a farmer. Now the same bureaucracy that has ignored property rights for ranchers like Cliven Bundy in Nevada, ignored property rights for miners in Oregon and elsewhere, is coming after the property of a Texas farmer. The BLM has decided they will move the boundary, take half his land and his house. Congress has allowed bureaucracies to grow unchecked. Because Congress doesn't like to pass laws, they have abdicated their constitutional duty to bureaucracies, who not only write the law, but often act as their own police force and run their own court. No one in either party in Washington wants to change it. These bureaucracies will destroy every last remnant of your God-given, constitutionally protected rights, including your property rights, unless they are stopped by you, by the people, at the state and the local level. For more information, go to InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean. You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
New report out. This is the London Guardian. Christianity under global threat due to persecution, says report. In places like North Korea, China, but also at the hands of radical Muslims. But when Christians get put to death by the tens of thousands a year, just the Middle East and North Africa alone, you don't hear a word out of the left. And even the UN's own report earlier this year admitted that persecution against Christians has doubled in the last 5 years, and that Christians now are more persecuted than all other groups combined. Combined. And you turn on the news, you can see the persecution of Christianity. And they persecuted it more than just attacking it. And They've been taxing it. They've been regulating it. They've been harassing it. They've been IRSing it. But more importantly, they've been coming in through the World Council, the National Council of Churches, and the ecumenical movement, and turning the Catholic Church, Protestant Church, you name it, into social engineers, into globalists, behavioral modification experts. And if the public would just wake up to the fact that you are under psychological warfare attack, I mean, it's been going on for a long time, but they've now admitted it, and they admit it's domestically run by the Central Intelligence Agency. That's right. They estimate 80% of all acts of religious discrimination in the world were against Christians. Now, continuing, you have to ask yourself, why is that? Because the UN doesn't care about other religions. They want to keep those going. They don't like Christianity. And it's because real Christianity cares about the individual, cares about the soul, cares about the unborn. Real Christianity ended slavery. Real Christianity tried to empower people. I grew up a Christian, had a relationship with Christ. I've been born again since I was about 5-6 years old. But I questioned my faith, not intensely, but I did let people question it. I did research it maybe when I was 18, 19 years old. But then in a worldly way, researching how things really work, I discovered the globalists are heavily into the dark side of the occult. I've never met a globalist that was an atheist. And they're all very superstitious, very religious, and they all are into what you'd call classical Western black magic. And you can say, well, what is that? Humans are incredibly powerful. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago is now reality. Look at how far we've come from caves and sticks and stones to today. And then ask yourself how much further we could go. We've already traveled the equivalent of thousands of light years up the developmental chain. The next jumps are going to be limitless. And so that's the big crown. That's the brass ring. That's the ultimate goal of the globalist, is to attain that race to the singularity and to not let the profane, the uninitiated, cross into that new level. And so while we're obese, while we're watching football, and while we're in this fake, plastic, artificial TV culture, and while men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and while the society unravels, the social engineers are there laughing. The minute people realize this engineering is going on, the minute people are aware of the attack, we're designed to respond to it and overcome it and deal with it. But they've gotten people in an arrested development, unconscious, insecure mode, where people are extremely lazy. And they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed. It's fulfilling to be involved. It's fulfilling to know what you're talking about. It's also monetarily successful. It's culturally successful. I can tell you, rich and powerful people, successful people, honorable people, cool people, want to be around other thinkers. And they want to build up other people. The general public thinks if somebody else gets ahead, they're behind. And the elite think that too. And the top elite have succeeded in turning the general public into something very akin to them. And it's a very explosive combination when it begins to unravel. And it is unraveling now. And it's designed to unravel and rot and slowly collapse into the new system. And then out of that comes the false new Atlantis that the elite are building all around us with our treasure, our name, our blood, our ingenuity, our minds, our creativity. When the truth is, the United States of America, according to the founding fathers and Francis Bacon and all those that came before him, is the new Atlantis. That's why we lead the world. And we've been captured by a spirit of evil that wants to use us to take over the world while destroying us. We're having our birthright to be the new Atlantis stolen from us. Your birthright robbed from you and your family as we disintegrate. The reality is so big, so beautiful, so compelling that you could join the fight against dehumanization. You could be part of truly building a powerful world. And a lot of you are part of that. But you've got to realize your greater destiny and just how amazing you are. And to do that, you've got to understand and do what I've done the last 5 years, and I'm certainly not perfect, but I've lost nearly 70 pounds. I don't even tell you guys I was going to do this, but you can pull up the before and after photos. I haven't taken a photo in like 3-4 months. I've lost even more weight. I now, standing up straight, have a six-pack with a tiny bit of fat. I mean, my belly is 95% gone. It was huge. I had like 30 pounds of fat, 40 pounds just on my belly. And I've done it by same amount of exercise I was, just getting healthy, not eating GMO, taking supplements. And that's why Dr. Group joins us right now to talk about the move, the war against our fertility. And again, what we're showing is just me earlier this year and then 45 days later. I'd already lost like 60 pounds there. I just lost another 7 or 8 by the end of that 1 month. You can pull up, you know, shots of me 3 years ago, 4 years ago at Bilderberg in England. That's where I got my fattest, about 280. But I'm digressing. I'm going to skip this network break. We're going to Dr. Group of the Global Healing Center, one of the main formulators and designers of a lot of the products. But this is not an infomercial today. We're going to plug a few things. The Super Mail is in the truck. It's you can order it now. It's basically back in. It gets here Monday. So when I get that first, it's back in. But he's here to talk about this because I said, what is the most important thing in the world? He said, the attack on the human species. It is scientific. You're absolutely right. And here's the London Telegraph. Why is male fertility so under-researched? The problem with conventional medicine, treatment of menstrual symptoms and female infertility, declining male fertility rates due to excess chemical exposure, research shows, Fox News. Scientists grow human sperm in lab, cure for infertility. See, they're going to make you where you don't work, so you've got to go to the system to survive. It's to make you unnatural and take over your innate power. The attack on men and women coming together in passion and love and creating a new human and that bond with that little sweetie cake baby, the attack on that, the attack on the male and female, is a demonic abomination. The state and groups getting in between a man and a woman and their life together and acting like that's some big fight and that's some big war is the ultimate attack on the species. It's what aliens would do if they wanted to slowly kill off humans. They do it chemically, they do it culturally, they do it spiritually. And they've done it. And Dr. Group joins us to break down this war and some of the things that are admitted in mainline literature that can't reverse it all. Anybody that says that's, unless you catch this stuff really early, but can certainly jumpstart, get around the chemicals that turn off your switches and do other things. And that's basically what I've done. Part of being fertile is you're healthy, your skin's healthier, your eyes are sparkly, you're alive. And with natural compounds, exercise, pure water, meditation, prayer, lot of the things you can reduce some of the damage that's been done. But if you don't respond, and if you're not aware, you're really in trouble. And by the way, knowing you're under attack is also half the battle. Dr. Group, thank you so much for joining us today. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Hey, it's great to be on, and congratulations. I know you've been working really hard at getting yourself back in shape and getting healthy. And really, it all comes down to, in men especially, we start losing our hormones. And infertility, sterility, the attack that we have on the population, the globe, it really comes down to endocrine-disrupting chemicals and a hormone imbalance that's being caused by many things that we talk about, fluoride, the phthalates, the BPH. But more and more, we're seeing individuals that are having problems getting pregnant. I mean, it's really hard for someone to bring a baby into this world these days, and that's all done by design, too, with the population control situation. But hormones are nothing more than chemical messengers in your body that allow for different systems and glands in your body to communicate with each other. And as I started doing more research, by the way, I had a book on getting pregnant and natural fertility that the FDA came in and made me take down. So I know firsthand that they're trying to keep this information to themselves and trying to restrict people from getting pregnant and using these scientific methods, these devices. They're trying exactly what you said. They're instigating divorce. They're instigating pornography. They're trying to separate the male and the woman. They're trying to separate those feelings of love and affection and natural childbirth. They've been doing that when they also went to cesarean sections instead of natural childbirth.
Now more than half in the U.S. are cesarean.
That's right. There's a lot more money and a lot less time involved with cesarean. And then they're also contaminating everybody, pregnant women now, especially with flu shots and vaccinations. So I wanted to come on today and talk about some natural methods people can use. And you mentioned also some of the robotic or futuristic techniques of what we're looking into. And that's something that we haven't even talked about. You've talked about the spider goats, but that's transgenics. And transgenics is actually an organism whose genomes have been altered by a gene from another species. And talking about fertility, this goes hand in hand because DARPA has been funding, not only DARPA, but the all of the military, the Army, Navy, Marines, and Big Pharma to test drugs using animals with human genes to bypass some of the FDA human clinical studies, to test drugs safely. And now we even have transhumanist associations.
Sure, and there are animal rights, there are human rights lobbies. There is no transgenetic lobby. So they say a cow that's part human doesn't have any rights. And Humanzees, even the Washington Post admitted a decade ago, they have in China and places like that, but also in Costa Rica, of all places, in government labs. These are almost completely human, but because they've added some chimpanzee genes, they claim that they have no rights because they're not chimpanzee, they're not human. And notice you don't hear PETA or anybody even talk about this. This just like I knew 20 years ago that Planned Parenthood was selling baby parts, and it was admitted in lawsuits then. Now everybody knows. Well, there are humanzees and other human primate crosses all over the place, and they're doing unspeakable horrors to these humanoids.
This is something that nobody really knows is going on, and there's billions and trillions of dollars being funded. I mean, even in...
It's a giant Manhattan Project on steroids.
Yeah, in 2006, the Department of Health funded Case Law School. It was close to $800,000 to develop guidelines for how to deal with human enhancement in the future. Having part human, part animal, or part animal, part human. And at what point is it 25% human that they fall under constitutional rights? So this amount of money that was given to Case Law School was for them to develop government policy that can be extended to transhumanists. That's how the Constitution will affect a part human entity. So this stuff's been going on for a long time, and there's a race. It's like a nuclear race that we had with Russia back in the day.
Sure, they're going to find what they believe the keys to immortality. You just put the article on screen for viewers. This is all being documented by Dr. Group right now. And so this is the future. This is the world. This is why they act like we don't exist now. While we're watching football and acting cool, the elite know what the real discoveries are. Just what we know is incredible. That's not secret. How advanced, Dr. Group, do you really think all this is?
Well, I know for a fact that they've been able to use up to 50% human DNA right now. That has been documented. There's a transgenic facility at Arizona State University. There's a transgenic transhumanism organization at Stanford University. I think they're highly advanced, and I think a lot of the testing is underground. When you look at all of the black ops testing and genetic stuff, most of it, I think, is underground.
Listen, my dad was one of the first dentists to do implants in the early 80s, and it wasn't just him. A bunch of the dentists he knew that were, you know, doing implants, they tried to hire him to take him to Maryland to a, quote, underground operation. He had been paid like double what he was making then. I remember the discussions around the table. He couldn't tell my mom because some of it was secret. And he won't even tell me something about it today because, you know, obviously he signed stuff. But just to discuss it, and it was cyborgs. It was cybernetics. And imagine if they were trying to hire a bunch of dentists in Dallas and oral surgeons. Can you imagine how big these projects are? If in like 1982, 83, this was going on. Imagine how big it is now, Dr. Group.
There's nothing bigger right now with taking the most funding from our taxpayer dollars, believe it or not, because Obama is the one that overturned the restriction that Bush had signed that taxpayer money couldn't be used to fund stuff like stem cell research and transhumanism and gene transgenic operations.
Splicing.
So thanks to Obama, now a good percentage of our taxpayer money is going to these organizations. And that's not even including the black private funded operations. I mean, we are in a race with China right now and with Russia, and there's no stopping it. It's crazy to think that, I mean, they're merging the vision of wolves into humans for performance warfighters, and DARPA even, they took their information down, but they had it on their site talking about investing billions into extended performance warfighters. And that's been going on, like you said, since, you know, the early 2000s, even back to 1970. So that's something that, you know, we're talking about fertility and we're talking about hormones, but what's really going on, there's always something going on behind the scenes as we're looking at these transgenic humans, and now they're even talking about what to do and how they're going to put kill switches into these different types of humanoids. And you can look online right now, there's a big movement for Homo sapien 2.0 or modified humans, to where you can learn faster, your vision can become better, you become immortal, you don't die.
But here's the problem. Everything we're given has back doors and Trojan horses, and all the tech is making us stupider, slower. All the studies show it. It's not empowering us. What we're being given is enslaving us.
It's enslaving us. It's how to control us, and it's taking away. It's you're creating something by man instead of what was given to you by God. And the same thing's happening in the agricultural with genetically modified organisms. I mean, basically, we're taking a soul, a human soul, and we're bringing in man-made science, and man is starting to create different types of genetically modified plants and genetically modified humans, and where this is going is not going to be good.
Well, we know exactly where it's going. They've already introduced chemicals, viruses into the food chain and the water supply and the vaccines to where soon no one will be able to have children. It'll be very, very rare, the children of men scenario. But don't worry, it won't work with two parents. It works with three parents. We will come and design your baby for you now, but, of course, it will have all the kill switches built into it. It's like all the new cars. Repo men are going out of business because the cars all just have kill switches on them. And even after you pay off your car, the kill switch is still there. Now the cops just get your license number, and they just issue a code from a helicopter, and your car stops. And people say, oh, that's great. That keeps us safe. No, we're having this electronic skin these tentacles wire into everything for this takeover. And this is the most incredible time ever to be alive, folks. Because here is the final equation. The people running the show think we're a scourge, say we're ugly, and want to wipe everybody out except themselves. You're living in a science fiction movie, so am I. It's real. It's happening. We're here raising the alarm for the new renaissance against the new dark age. We'll be back with Dr. Group. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In yet another land grab, the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, is ignoring the real estate title given by the state of Texas 74 years ago to a farmer. Now the same bureaucracy that has ignored property rights for ranchers like Cliven Bundy in Nevada, ignored property rights for miners in Oregon and elsewhere, is coming after the property of a Texas farmer. The BLM has decided they will move the boundary, take half his land and his house. Congress has allowed bureaucracies to grow unchecked. Because Congress doesn't like to pass laws, they have abdicated their constitutional duty to bureaucracies, who not only write the law, but often act as their own police force and run their own court. No one in either party in Washington wants to change it. These bureaucracies will destroy every last remnant of your God-given, constitutionally protected rights, including your property rights, unless they are stopped by you, by the people, at the state and the local level. For more information, go to InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean. You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The public really is in a trance. I know we've got callers even before Group got on, but he can speak to any issues. A really good friend of mine, Patriot, former Army Special Operations, his dad, famous chemist, helped develop bisphenol A and the rest of it. I've got all the mainstream articles here admitting what Group and others said, you know, 15, 20 years ago, that it was bisphenol A and chemicals that are killing the sperm, the fluoride, women's infertility is off the chart. And Dr. Group, I want to go over some of the things that we know do boost fertility in men and women. Just some of the basic things, but I'm not saying this because we sell probably what's one of the best pure iodines out there. I mean, we know it's the purest we can find, the purest anybody's got that we know of. We get even purer if we could, the Survival Shield X2. But just from my own research and of course, your research, you die without iodine. And the government used to say put it in the salt. Since the 70s, it's been out. And that was even a crude form. It's hard for the body to absorb, but better than nothing. How does iodine come in for fertility?
Well, iodine is extremely important for fertility. It's probably one of the first and foremost things because it's balancing out the endocrine system. When you look at the endocrine system, which contains multiple glands, and really the endocrine system is nothing more than glands that produce and regulate hormone secretions. And whenever you have hormone balance, you're in health. Whenever your hormones are out of whack, you're going to be suffering from fatigue, pains everywhere, infertility, sterility. I mean, you could probably link practically every single disease mechanism to a hormone imbalance. But iodine is one of the substances that's missing in practically everybody. There's been massive studies that show iodine deficiency linked to infertility, brain health, lower IQ. And not only that, it's an endocrine system balancer. So what iodine does is helps balance out your endocrine system, which is all your glands, including your gut, which is the number one endocrine gland in the body, the biggest and largest. And it helps not only balance out, and iodine is also, by the way, necessary for hormone production, but it also helps detoxify the other toxic halogens like fluoride and chlorine and bromine from the body.
So, I mean, I cannot tell people. I mean, people can read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Just getting off of this for a moment. I cannot tell people. Because I remember growing up and seeing like health nut hippies, master swimmers, people I knew, my mom's friends. And I'd see like a jug of water with a little bit of pink in it. And I'd say, what's that? And they were just putting raw, you know, cruddy iodine, and these people look great. They're like, iodine, man, you got to have it. So I know the hippies always knew this, or, you know, kind of the health nuts, but it's just so incredible that you said, watch out, you may have a, you know, detoxifying event within 3 to 4 weeks. About 3 weeks later, I felt crappy for about 5 days, and then I don't want to get gross, but all this stuff was coming out of my skin, other things. Why was it doing that, Dr. Group, from your research?
Well, from our research, it pulls out the toxic halogens like bromine, chlorine, and fluorine. And so
is that why you feel bad a few weeks in? You start sloughing it?
Well, not only that, it'll also start pulling out some of the other chemicals and toxins, and it'll start pulling it out from the thyroid and all the other cells in the body. And especially if you have, you know, back then you were also 40 pounds heavier. So when you're, because iodine is absorbed by all the fat cells, and fat cells actually store toxins, whether it's phthalates. I mean, we could list a million toxins, but everybody's different. You might have more phthalates stored, or somebody else might have more phytoestrogens or xenoestrogens or something like that, or pesticides, insecticides, herbicides. It just depends on. And when you start pulling out all those chemicals and toxins from all the cells, then they go back into your bloodstream, and that causes a Herxheimer reaction, and then you can have headaches, you can be more fatigued for a few days, and that's why we recommend drinking a lot of water. Usually people that are a little bit overweight, the heavier you are, the more chances are that you're going to experience a Herxheimer reaction.
And let's be clear, everybody's different. If somebody's thyroid is already really screwed up, already having problems, and you push this in and it starts pushing out bad halogens that had it filled, that you might, something bad might happen. I mean, people really should talk to their physician before taking X2, shouldn't they, Dr. Group?
Yeah, they should, no doubt about it. But that's also why talking about infertility, and one of the main causes for women actually is polycystic ovarian and cysts everywhere. And we know that the accumulation of cysts, whether it's in men or women,
it's epidemic in women. Almost every woman I know is getting cysts, even at young ages, on their ovaries, you name it. What's going on?
And thyroid, too. People are being diagnosed with thyroid cysts, and everybody's being diagnosed with hyper, hypo, or Hashimoto's thyroid disorders. And that's all linked specifically to an iodine deficiency. And I'm not, you know, one that promotes you being on 30, 40 different supplements every single day. But iodine, there's no doubt that children and adults, in my opinion, like you said, talk to your healthcare practitioner, But that's something that you're just not going to get in your normal
diet. And let's explain. If you don't have iodine, your body will absorb the bad halogens to run and operate. And then that's when this stuff starts up. I mean, when you, the bromide, the bromine, the chlorine, the fluoride, that's in the same family. That's what goes in there.
That's right. And iodine is actually toxic in itself when it comes from the earth. We have to take it through a detoxification process to where it's already broken down into the iodine that's naturally broken down in, let's say, plants like kelp. So
that's why ours turns purple and all the other dark blue on paper. Others turn red because it's still bound? Or explain that to me.
Well, it's in a monoatomic state. Basically, iodine in its natural crystalline form, if you take it from the earth, it's going to gas out. And if you breathe that gas in, it can be toxic to you. It can burn the tissues and work as an oxidant. So what we do is we use a proprietary technique to where we almost simulate it going through the processes in the body to where it has a negative charge on it to where it's a monatomic form of iodine, exactly what would happen if it was broken down in your liver. And that's also another reason why we recommend doing liver cleansing and then also doing intestinal cleansing as well to get everything working properly in your body. So your body can actually eliminate the chemicals and toxins that you're pulling out of the tissues properly.
Well, I just wish I'd have known all this earlier. It is a game changer to know my hormones have been manipulated by the globalists through the food, the water, the rest of it, and that there are these natural compounds. I want to go to some phone calls across the board, a bunch of different issues, political, you name it. But Dr. Group, also, what are some of the other game changers that people aren't aware of for male and female fertility? I mean, what can males do with an 87-90% sperm drop across the Western world because of our loving friends, the New World Order? Is there any way to counter that?
Yes, there is. I mean, it's balancing your hormones naturally, and the first thing you want to do is try to avoid as many of the harmful hormone-disrupting chemicals and endocrine-disrupting chemicals out there, which are going to be your fluoride, your vaccine.
So don't get TV dinners and put them in the microwave, which heats up the bisphenol A and basically gives you a sterilant dose.
Yeah, but I tell you one, and that's the reason why I develop and you promote some of these things. The super male vitality, the super female vitality, that was developed using natural herbs that have been tested for over thousands of years to help you naturally balance your hormones. I mean, we talk about the things that restrict hormones and how hormones get out of balance, and you can eliminate those things. But especially with males, males are really affected these days. 50% of the infertility problems have to do with males these days. And so it's not just the females like we thought years ago. So now that's why we came out with exclusive, unique formulas that we can balance or help the body naturally balance the hormone levels to increase the body's ability to produce testosterone, DHEA, all growth hormone, all these things that naturally decrease from the age of 28 in males. And not only for men, but you have the super female vitality, which is going to naturally balance out the estrogen and progesterone balance in females, because we really do have what's called estrogen dominance these days. I mean, with soy and being in everything and all of the other things that we've talked about. So what, it's not if you have a hormone imbalance or not. 10 out of 10 people right now over the age of 28 have hormone imbalance. That's why the adrenal glands get affected. That's why people are having thyroid problems. That's why people are having mood swings. That's why you have so many people suffering from depression, anxiety.
Because this modern society is so unnatural, so toxic.
Right. And if you have a solution for that by cleansing the body, cleansing the liver, utilizing the Survival Shield X2, the iodine, the super male vitality, the super female vitality, you're able to eliminate some of those hormone disrupting chemicals that are coming into your body on a daily basis. It's about addressing the root cause. It's not go find somebody who can do IVF on you or, you know, utilizing all these different types of techniques, growing sperm in laboratories and implanting it. You have the ability, you have the self-healing mechanism within your own body to heal anything. It's just being suppressed.
Exactly. Why has it got to be in a test tube? Instead, we can use our own body as the test tube.
Well, they never want you to know the truth. They never want you to know how you can fix yourself or how your body can repair itself. And that's what our whole mission is to let people know that you have the ability to do all this yourself. All you have to do is cleanse your body. All you have to do is take the proper supplements. All the things that you currently have in the InfoWarsLife.com store over there are going to address all the issues that we're battling every single day, whether it be from chemtrails in the air or GMO foods or fluoride in the water. It doesn't matter. There's a solution. Or toxins in the air on how you can purify your own air. But once you reduce the amount of chemicals and toxins coming into your body on a regular basis, then your body's self-healing mechanism can activate again. And it's something, especially with the super male and super female vitality, that I take, my wife takes, the older we get. And nowadays you have women and men that wanted to wait till they were 35 or 40 years old before they have a child. And they're running into the situation where the male's hormones are decreased, the woman's has high estrogen content and low progesterone, and their hormones are out of balance. The woman is suffering from ovarian cyst or polycystic ovary disease. And what is modern medicine doing for that? They're obviously not telling them that they need to clean their body. And besides that, wouldn't you want to have a clean, healthy body before you want to conceive?
Well, yeah. I mean, people ought to at least try it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. And clearly, it's absolutely a huge mitigating factor for folks. I want to go to calls that were even here before you were here, Dr. Grip. I'd always love to get your views on the rest of the world when we go out to dinner or hang around the office here. So we're going to do that. And then if people have time to call in after these callers are gone, I know we can always load the phones with folks that want to ask you different questions. Supermale Vitality is back in next week. You can order it now. It arrives on Monday. Superfemale Vitality is in stock. So you can now order those, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. And your purchases does make this whole media operation possible. So thank you. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates, become sponsors, or support local sponsors. That's just as important as supporting us as well. Simon, well, before we go to Simon, man, Dr. Grip, what do you make of Russia hitting those ISIS targets and now already driving them out of many areas, turning the ISIS Saudi Arabian Western-backed offensive? Russia's tried to come to the U.S. to have meetings with the Defense Department about coordinated strikes. They're trying to meet with U.S. diplomats. This only happens, for folks that don't know, at the beginning of World War II, the Japanese stopped seeing their diplomatic counterparts 2 days before Pearl Harbor. So it's unprecedented that diplomatic connections, even in the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, were going on. Diplomatic connections have now been severed. Russia's been kicked out of the G8. I don't think for, and not our audience is very smart, but for the general public, I don't think they realize, Dr. Grip, this is unprecedented.
Well, there's no doubt about that. We've been talking about all the events that have been happening, and it's just a hundredfold, it seems like, since, let's say, July of this year. I mean, coming into August, September, October. All
we could feel it. We talked about it. The dread. Yeah.
Right. It's just in a culmination of everything. It's not, you know, I'm not the type of guy, I meditate every single day, that has anxiety, but I've been feeling just this anxiety that's coming over me. And it's so strange because usually I keep myself pretty calm. All these things that are happening in Russia and all over the world, it's creating an extreme amount of fear and anxiety. I mean, when that's all that people, you know, you got to still 90% of the world's population watches mainstream media. Hopefully it's less than that by now, but you can almost look at people walking around
and tell.
You just suck in their anxiety or something. I'll try to like put a force field around myself or something because it's crazy. It's just this fear.
Well, they're also so incredibly unconscious and stupid, so they're just being fed everything to their subconscious. They have no shield. And you're also picking up the fact that the public's turning evil. Not everybody. Folks are either getting better or they're getting worse. I don't think there's an in-between now. But people are also just buying into the spirit of the world. People are hating each other. And it's just very wicked. It's being programmed so we don't stand up for each other when they pull the switch. Simon in Florida on the Russian ministry briefing this morning. Simon, go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good, my friend. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know about the briefing from this morning for the Russian Foreign Ministry. It was tweeted out like four different times by RT, and they've since removed those tweets. And the link that didn't work for the video, the live video, and then they posted it on YouTube, and then they shut that video down.
Okay, what was it?
I sent you guys.
It was the ministry meeting. What happened?
Well, it was in Russian. I'm hoping you guys can translate it. That's why I was getting to you.
Okay, but you're wondering why they pulled it down?
I'm wondering. It was the headlines that really got my attention. One of them was, no one knows where arms sent to rebels by U.S. will end up. Another one was, Syrian army advancing on extremists. Russia believes U.S. reaction to Dutch MH17 report aimed at distorting public opinion. And the other one was, the YouTube one was, attack on Russian embassy in Syria, a result of propaganda. So I figured you guys would want to look at that and maybe translate the video, let everybody know what that is about.
Well, there's just huge escalations. What do you make of the U.S. diplomats refused to meet with the Russian foreign minister for a week?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm wondering if, you know, in Crimea, if they're pulling some of the same stuff as Putin's doing that, or the same thing we're doing over there. I don't know. I see tweets about that all the time.
Well, it's really heating up. Anything else, Simon?
Yeah. Is Bernie Sanders the voice of the aardvark from the Pink Panther cartoons?
Actually, I think it is. I think he did do the voice of the aardvark. That's a good point, sir. Thank you. George and others, your calls are straight ahead with Dr. Edward Griff. I'm Alex Jones.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods can turn your world upside down. And if you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com has partnered with Numana. You'll find the most advanced water filtration devices and the best-tasting non-GMO, gluten-free, long-term storable food that you'll love to eat. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Remember, PowerPrepper.com. storable food you'll love to eat.
Here's some of the articles up on Infowars.com. MTV says you're sexist if you hate selfies. I'm not kidding. Democrat calls out politicians with armed guards, defend Second Amendment at debate. New airline to fly migrants directly into Sweden. So they're going to fly them expressly. Just whoever can get on the plane, they're going to be flown into Sweden. Everything's free. EU diplomat says, my government believes Obama is quite mentally unwell. I'm going to cover that in the next 5 minutes. And then Leanne McAdoo is going to be hosting the fourth hour today. And she's going to get into the latest on the BLM land grab in Texas and the EPA bullying people. We're going to go over some of the highlights of the debate last night with the Democrats and a lot more. That is in the fourth hour today with Leanne McAdoo. Dr. Group, I want to go back to calls, but what is your view of political correctness and the backlash we're seeing to it?
I don't know that we can, that I could say that there is such thing as political correctness right now. What I'm trying to do and what I've been focusing on is not really paying too much attention to what's going on there and trying to help as many people as I can with the stress that they're under. I mean, there's just a epidemic right now of stress, people skipping meals. They're not sleeping, the insomnia.
Sure. So what you're saying is the answer is fight politically, me involved, but first take care of ourselves. Get that straight. That's something we can at least do something about.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm looking at the how to work with people as to, you know, dealing with how they can handle their life, because everybody's life is in shambles. You know, down here in Houston, the oil and gas mecca, people are getting laid off left and right, watching all this stuff. It's not just the political scene that's going on, but it's a multitude coming at every different angle of scenes. Everybody I know now, because they're in a chronic state of stress, their cortisol, because stress really increases your stress hormone, which is cortisol. And cortisol interferes with the balance of hormones and neurotransmitters. And the neurotransmitters are the chemicals that regulate your mood.
Sure, and absolutely, absolutely. I want to jam in some more calls here. George is on flu shots. Man, you talk about the walking dead. Anybody can just search three flu shots doubles Alzheimer's, CBS News, you know, from 10 years ago, and a bunch of other stories, new studies. Taking the flu shot doubles your chances of getting flu. Type in, flu shot has never been effective. They never guessed the right mutation. It's a giant hoax, but I see all these idiots lining up to take it. It's amazing. George in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm glad to be talking with you, and it's happened to be about flu shots in Delaware. They're so desperate in Delaware that you pull up to a red light and they'll come over and give you a flu shot. No charge. And
it's because the government really loves you. That's why they're doing that.
Oh, okay. I guess I was wrong about them. I thought they were nice guys. Maybe they ain't. Anyway, I also wanted to mention to you about the Social Security not getting their raise. They say because
of fuel cost. Fuel cost has gone down, so you don't get your cost of living increase. Yeah.
Yes. Well, how about the old people that don't even drive and don't use gas, and they get, you know, their cost of living keeps going up, their rent goes up, their food, and all that. But they don't deserve a raise because gas is down. That's not fair to the old people.
Absolutely. God bless you. Great points. Try to turn your radio off in the background, guys. I just want to hear you. No, that's a great point. Obviously, there's inflation across the board, except in a few commodities. And Social Security, they've always been cooking those numbers. It's very hard for folks to live on their Social Security. Dr. Group?
No, I agree with that. I haven't heard about the Delaware situation with them coming up and trying to give vaccines to you while you're still in your car.
It's actually happening all over the country. They have them at red lights now trying to give you shots. Yeah. Stay there, Dr. Group. We're going to be back in 70 seconds. Some stations don't carry it. Infowars.com/show. And Leanne McAdoo takes over in about 8 minutes from now. Leanne McAdoo herself. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home-run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Highly respected NSA whistleblower journalist John Schindler, a security expert who now writes for the Daily Beast, says that a senior EU official said that governments across the board believe that Obama is mentally ill, and then gets into why they believe that. And I've heard that from a lot of insiders, that Obama is completely delusional, thinks he's God, thinks he's invincible. All I know is, it's really evil to take radical Muslims and inject them into non-radical areas to kill everybody and then protect them and then give them everything free. And I just wonder where this is all going. I mean, the economy's unraveling just like our experts said it would by now. There's all these preparations going on for tyranny. There's all these attacks on free speech. I think the system's doing this, Dr. Group, because they know they've lost the confidence of the people. They know there's a major backlash against them forming worldwide, and the numbers show that. What does your intellect or gut tell you?
My gut tells me that people are waking up, and they're not believing as much the mainstream media, and we have more and more people every single day that are just, you know, realizing and starting to understand more truth out there. As people become healthy, as people detoxify their body, they start opening up and they start, their consciousness rises, and we're seeing this mass consciousness come into effect right now. And, you know, they're sick and tired of hearing all the lies and reading about all the lies, and the government and a lot of these, you know, secret organizations and everything are starting to become exposed now. And, you know, with time, I think that we are seeing a progression of good at the same time. So it's not all negative. I know there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, really fighting to educate the masses as to the truth. So, I mean, I do see some positive in all of it.
All I know is a lot of people say this is an incredibly boring time. The more TV you watch, the more you're into mainstream media, these people are so unhappy. All the big studies show it. I am incredibly fulfilled. My life is just like unbelievably exciting and cool and scary and dangerous and vivid. And I just can't imagine all these timid souls that live in their rooms watching television. I mean, I can't watch more than like 30 minutes of TV a day. I can go see movies and stuff. It's just such a bombarding garbage. You know, I want to go to all these calls. And so sometimes I segue in with the guest host in the fourth hour. I'm going to go to 20 after with Leanne McAdoo and Dr. Group, if you can do it, Dr. Group, so we can talk to Rich, Dante, Mike, Brandon, and Steve. And then we'll throw everything to Leanne. She's got a bunch of news coming up and is going to be breaking down more of the Democrat debate. But Obama bemoans, Dr. Group, that people don't trust the government anymore, and you're going to make things collapse if you don't trust us. Well, if the government's run by globalists that want to collapse things to control us, in their own words, if it's illegitimate, isn't it our duty to not trust them and go along with them? I mean, that's common sense. So I really see their desperation, Dr. Group. I think we're coming to that tipping point.
Right. I agree. I think we're coming to that tipping point too. It's like a last ditch effort that the globalists are pulling out right now. And, you know, I hope and I pray that we're coming into the next golden age. It's going to be a rough ride, but you definitely do see progress. You know, people have woken up about the genetically modified organisms. I mean, people are fighting against fluoride in the system. People are standing up and trying to be more vocal.
They're taking the fluoride out. They're cutting it. They admit we're right. They admit 9/11 was an inside job now. And then our government stood down bare minimum. We're right again. About group.
Yeah, people are realizing that the government has been up to a lot of shady things over the last 100 years. And so... they're starting to wake up, which is great. I mean, that's been the whole mission, to wake everybody up. Wake them up. You know, I've been focusing on waking people up to the health care and the diversion.
Sure, and they know we're waking up, so they want to start having everybody kill cops, start a civil war, so we all kill each other like morons. And the answer is, we're not going to do it. We're not going to repeat 1860s. We'll be back.
In yet another land grab, the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, is ignoring the real estate title given by the state of Texas 74 years ago to a farmer. Now the same bureaucracy that has ignored property rights for ranchers like Clive and Bundy in Nevada, ignored property rights for miners in Oregon and elsewhere, is coming after the property of a Texas farmer. The BLM has decided they will move the boundary, take half his land and his house. Congress has allowed bureaucracies to grow unchecked. Because Congress doesn't like to pass laws, they have abdicated their constitutional duty to bureaucracies, who not only write the law, but often act as their own police force and run their own court. No one in either party in Washington wants to change it. These bureaucracies will destroy every last remnant of your God-given, constitutionally protected rights, including your property rights, unless they are stopped by you, by the people, at the state and the local level. For more information, go to InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private-labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And we are now into the fourth hour. We've got Leanne McAdoo in the radio/TV studio with David Knight. And we've got Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center via Skype joining us from Houston. We're, of course, coming to you from Austin, Texas. And so this is a big fourth hour lined up. I wanted to do one more segment to go to Rich, Dante, Mike, Brandon, and Steve real quick. But Leanne McAdoo and David Knight, I want to get into some of the topics you're going to be covering in this hour after this segment, but also some of the news where there are 15 people arrested for terrorism, for driving around with rebel flags, secretive UN legal conference wants to outlaw climate change denial. I mean, this is getting really totalitarian. They're arresting Germans that criticize open borders. It looks like the totalitarians are moving into high gear. Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, your take on that.
Well, and they're openly now talking about how they're going to be censoring people, arresting people. I mean, you can't do anything. You can't have an opinion that is intolerable to the minority, actually. It's the minority now ruling over everyone tyrannically. You called it.
You know, Alex, one of the things we're going to talk about is this story that was covered by Drudge yesterday that Adan Salazar did, the Texas rancher fighting back against BLM land grabs. This is something that they've been working at for a while. They've moved the boundaries in the Red River Valley area. This is exactly what's happening. They're moving the boundaries on all of our rights. We have to understand that our civil liberties as well as our property rights, those are all property of ours. Right. And so when they take our...
They're claiming hundreds and sometimes thousands of yards on every side of rivers and creeks nationwide.
Yes,
and they're starting with Texas and Oklahoma, just grabbing hundreds of thousands of acres with people's land that have fences they've owned for over 100 years. It's unprecedented.
And it's not just the BLM, of course. We're going to talk about the fact that it's the EPA as well. The IRS has operated this way.
Right.
All of the government operates essentially as blackmailing and thievery. This is something that started with the war on drugs that has metastasized to all these different agencies. They no longer respect the rule of law. They no longer respect property. They don't respect our rights. And this is a very serious situation. The bureaucracies are out of control.
That's right. It's a power grab. I mean, Leanne, do you think they're accelerating everything because they're behind schedule or because they just don't care anymore or they want to start a civil war? I mean, it's just on every front, it is just... They're arming to the teeth. They're training to fight us. They're saying we're the enemy. But the paradox is it's woken up the military and police because they now know the patriots, like Ron Paul and ourselves and many others, were right about this, warning about it.
Right. Well, and obviously the internet had a big deal in helping to wake people up. You can get instant access to information. It's a lot harder for them to hide the things that they're doing. You know, obviously with the Clive and Bundy thing, I mean, that just took off when people saw the blatant disregard for constitutional rights. So many people were able to rally around that, where without the internet, they might never have even known this was going on. So I think that's one of the reasons why they're really accelerating this, having to kind of move their plans a little bit forward. But it's interesting that they have a democratic socialist as a serious contender for the presidency, basically saying, you don't need property. You don't need these rights. The government will take care of everything. The government's going to own all that land, so don't worry about it.
He's not selling freedom. He's selling freebies.
Right.
That's the difference between libertarians and socialists.
It's truly sick, though. It's so premeditated to have the robber barons funding all of this. And just to see the helplessness of the TV heads. Dr. Group, I want to go to some of these phone calls, and all of us can chime in on these. Dante is calling from California. He says he disagrees on race issue. I don't know what race issue that was. Can you tell me, Dante, specifically what you disagree with?
Well, I want people to have a strong understanding of their power and their identity. And so when I want people to hear what I'm about to say, it's about understanding.
First, you got to tell me what you disagree with, sir.
I agree with how your outlook on race. I think that you think race exists, and I think it doesn't exist, and I think it's wrong to look at race as something that is a reality.
Now, you consider yourself to be a modern liberal, because that's a very ignorant... It's like, listen, there's a race Hold on a minute. There's a race of canines. All dogs, wolves are basically the same thing. But there's different variants. There's different flavors. You know, somebody in North Africa is different than somebody in South Africa. Somebody in the Congo is different than somebody in Libya. And of course there's variants within all of those groups. But there is the human race, but then there is different varieties, different variants, different things that are atypical in a group. So you just built a total straw man and said that I believe there are, quote, races, which is not even a statement I made, which is I love. Most of the time people disagree. They just make something up and then apply it to me. And then most people don't even know about politics or, space bases or anything. They just know about, I'm offended because you don't like my selfie, you're a sexist. Or, I mean, people's literacy is obsessing over mindless race issues. So I wanted to hear what you disagreed with. Go ahead.
It's not about you, Alex Jones. It's just about the race issue, okay? So I'm a black person. My skin color is what is considered black in America. I just like to tell people, though, that I am not a black person, I'm an American. And what makes me so strong as an American is that I know my Bill of Rights and my Constitution.
Well, I agree with that. So you're talking like John Wayne. You're not a hyphenated American.
No, exactly. I'm not a hyphenated American. I want people to understand that you got to get away from this identity of being black.
I know, but we have to address it within the identity politics because that's what they've created. I agree with you then.
There's positive racism. A lot of people think that all racism is bad. No, there's positive racism. When people have positive feelings about the color of their skin, they attribute that to
well, that's culture. Sure, sure. I mean, everybody should be proud of themselves. Dr. Grip, you want to say anything to this? I mean, the fact that all Americans do is talk about race, we're forced to cover it all day, but it just shows the general illiteracy. We know how to obsess on things that don't matter as the world is stolen from us by the globalists. Dr. Grip?
Well, I mean, I don't look at race when I look at Americans, because we are a force. I mean, if you're a true American, you know, we're a force that will continue to shake our nation.
That's right. We're under attack because we did have the free market. We did have the guns. We were the best. They've deliberately turned us into a bunch of idiots to take us down. Go ahead, Dr. Group.
I'm just saying it's the American lawmakers that need to wake up and speak for the citizens that they represent. I mean, it's almost like who we put in office are, you know, racist against us or something. And they need to represent us, not the corporate giants who contributed to their campaign. So it's, you know, we the people, really. I mean, there is no racism in we the people.
And if we ever come together around our basic freedoms, like this caller said, so I apologize, caller, I get your point now. Thank you, Dante. And we ever get a stand up for each other's rights, it's game over for the globalists. That's why they divide and conquer. And people say, I'm dividing and conquering. When I point out they're shipping millions of radical Islamics in to give them everything free, well, I'm not against those people per se, but they're being brought in to create the class of civilization to then tell Europeans, you've got to give your rights up because you're offending the outsider. So I have to oppose the globalist policies because they create the divide and conquer to control us. So we shouldn't allow the climate that makes it easier for them. David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, any comments on that last caller?
Well, Alex, I would say that, you know, the Bible talks about us all being of one blood, to talk about the commonality of the human experience. It does talk about the differences, however, in terms of nations, tongues, and tribes. And so we understand that there is a cultural difference. We understand there's a difference in the way people organize themselves and the way that they view the world. That's what the fight is about. But, you know, we let the left rule us by using semantics, and that's a tool of control. And I think we need to pull back and look at how they use language. And we saw a lot of that last night. That was in abundance, the way they used language to put out different ideas, to talk about how we were going to get the money out of politics. Well, you know what? We need to get the politics out of money. The socialists like Bernie Sanders are never going to talk about the Federal Reserve, because that's given them a lot of smoke and mirrors. That's given them fantasy money that they can use to run these entitlement programs. And, of course, the Republicans don't want to do it either, because they have a massive military empire that they want to run with that same fantasy money. So they want to talk about Wall Street, but they don't want to talk about the real core issue, which is the Federal Reserve. That's the way they use semantics. That's the way they use.
Yeah, they don't talk about the class envy of select banking families getting free trillions that we have to back up.
That's right.
They just all day get mad because your neighbor's got a better car than them. Leanne?
Well, don't forget, Hillary Clinton said she marched down to Wall Street and told him to cut it out. So that's how she's going
to
handle it.
Yeah, they talk to us like we're five.
Yeah. I mean, that's how she's going to handle Wall Street.
Don't make
Street.
Me come down there.
Leanne, can you put your hands on your hips like the stage deal with Jeb Bush's operative and like look at Donald Trump angry?
I think you're against woman.
Yeah, it's like
I can't do it. I've got makeup on. My hair's done.
No, but put your hands on your sides. Come on. Like, you're Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, the whole world is waiting for you and the powers you possess.
I can't do it. I'm just not that angry, you know?
Leanne is Wonder Woman. Can we come in with the original Wonder Woman intro for her in the next segment? That should be her theme song. You know, Leanne has bracelets she can block bullets with.
I do. I really do. They were specially made.
Isn't Leanne and David Knight good host in there? I'm so proud of them. Dr. Group, I want to thank you for being on with us today. Rich and others, if you guys can go to their calls later, that'd be great. They can hang up. If not, we're just out of time for me here. I want to let you guys do the fourth hour. And more, I want to invite whoever's hosting the fourth hour to come in and pop in. We don't have a guest in the third hour because it's just so much fun to to have you guys. It's almost better to not in studio with me. I kind of like it when you're in there. It's like kind of neat. And then soon we got the new studio about to get done as well. So very, very exciting. Dr. Group, thank you so much for all you do. Super Male Vitality is now back in stock. You can now order it. InfoWarsLife.com. Just try it, folks. You're supporting the broadcast. And if you have the same experience as me, it's going to knock your socks off. So Dr. Group, thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, you take it away. The next 45 seconds, tell us what's coming up. I'll see everybody back tomorrow. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Well, we're going to be talking about a lot of the rogue agencies here within our federal government. And why does the EPA need $75 million worth of equipment, night vision goggles, guns, assault ships, drones to deal with polluters? So all of that is coming up. We're also going to wrap up and give you our take on the debate as well. Joe Biggs will be joining us in studio. He's always got some really great commentary. And then Paul Joseph Watson will be joining me to talk about what's coming up tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. That's coming right up next.
That's right. Watson is hosting the Nightly News tonight.
That is.
Our little red coat.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of Detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Goodness gracious. Alex Jones sure knows how to make me blush. Wonder Woman! All right, yeah, that'll... Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You are now entering the fourth hour overdrive. Contrary to that intro music, it is not Wonder Woman. It is Leanne McAdoo. I am also joined here with David Knight. And we were just... During the break, we were talking about the... absolute ludicrousness that is the EPA. They are spending $75 million a year arming special agents with drones, night vision goggles, guns, and assault ships. They are equipping their very own army to deal with polluters. So talk about the Green Police. It is now our Environmental Protection Agency. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit coming up. But I wanted to go ahead and preview this tech report. We've been working on this tech report for about a month now. Rob Jacobson has been working really hard putting it together. And it's going to be about a 40-minute piece in its entirety. We'll probably be playing portions of it on the InfoWars Nightly News next week. But it kind of ties into this article out of the Daily Mail. Could your views on God and immigration be changed by using magnets? So now they're still working on these studies of how to alter the human brain. These scientists use magnetic stimulation to shut down parts of people's brains, specifically targeting the posterior medial frontal cortex, which is associated with how the brain detects and solves problems and threats. Participants reported that their belief in God dropped by a third in tests. There was also a 28% increase in positive feelings towards immigrants. So here, they're probably trying to foster their argument that God is just a figment of people's imaginations and that they can be tweaked with a little bit of magnetic stimulation here. And so speaking of mind control, now this tech report kind of touches on Ray Kurzweil and his obsession with Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. I've talked about this before. Before he was the Unabomber, he was a child prodigy, accepted into Harvard College at 16. He was among 22 students who were research subjects in brutalizing psychological experiments that were rumored to be part of MKUltra. And he talks about that in his manifesto about the electrical stimulation of appropriate parts of the brain and how memories can be destroyed. They could damage parts of the brain. They could be brought to the surface all by electrical stimulation. So why are they still using this? Why are they trying to tweak the way people feel about God or their views on immigration? Where could this sort of thing be used, of course? So let's go ahead and play this little teaser trailer for this in-depth tech report. It's on the occulted history of technology. If the elite are ruthless, they may simply decide to exterminate the mass of humanity. If they are humane, they may use propaganda or other psychological or biological techniques to reduce the birth rate until the mass of humanity becomes extinct, leaving the world to the elite. In April of 2000, Wired magazine published an article, "Why the Future Doesn't Need Us." What makes this article, in quote, even more interesting is the footnote at the bottom of the article. Why would tech industry leaders go out of their way to quote Ted Kaczynski's Unabomber Manifesto in not one but two separate publications? As experimenters have demonstrated, feelings such as hunger, pleasure, anger, and fear can be turned on and off by electrical stimulation of appropriate parts of the brain. Brainwashing and mind-reading devices seem like something directly out of a fictional novel. Robots, cyborgs, and life extension technology. Now, to some disbelief, these technologies are a science reality.
Secretary of Energy O'Leary during the Clinton administration admitted over 500,000 Americans were used as experimental guinea pigs.
But of course, our medical research is focused on the diseases and disabilities of old age.
All these new things that are now at the forefront of technology and philosophy, and which is, combined, we find it in transhumanism.
Many feel that technology will advance, and there's not much anyone can do to prevent that, so what's the point? But is this really the world we want to live in? Is there another way? All right, so that'll be coming soon to Infowars.com. We're going to be premiering that on the Infowars Nightly News probably next Tuesday, so be sure to stick around for that. It's filled with a host of experts talking about technology's occulted roots. Coming back with David Knight, we're going to be giving you our take on the BLM's latest land grab, and what are we going to do about all these rogue agencies, and of course, why didn't they talk about that in the debates? That's coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In yet another land grab, the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, is ignoring the real estate title given by the state of Texas 74 years ago to a farmer. Now the same bureaucracy that has ignored property rights for ranchers like Clive and Bundy in Nevada, ignored property rights for miners in Oregon and elsewhere, is coming after the property of a Texas farmer. The BLM has decided they will move the boundary, take half his land and his house. Congress has allowed bureaucracies to grow unchecked. Because Congress doesn't like to pass laws, they have abdicated their constitutional duty to bureaucracies, who not only write the law, but often act as their own police force and run their own court. No one in either party in Washington wants to change it. These bureaucracies will destroy every last remnant of your God-given, constitutionally protected rights, including your property rights, unless they are stopped by you, by the people, at the state and the local level. For more information, go to Infowars.com. I'm David Knight.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You are listening to the fourth hour, Overdrive. I'm Leanne McAdoo. Joining me in studio, David Knight and Joe Biggs. Now, Joe, you are giving David Knight a run for his money with that beard.
Got to step up my beard game.
I know.
I couldn't let him be the only one in here doing that, so I had to get a little competition going.
Exactly. Well, David, now let's talk about this latest BLM land grab. Now this is happening in Texas. A Texas rancher is now fighting to get back some land that's been in his family for over half a century. It's suddenly being targeted by the Bureau of Land Management, of course, the same agency that went after Cliven Bundy.
Yeah, and of course, we've seen this over and over again, whether it's the Nevada ranchers. And of course, it wasn't just Cliven Bundy. He was the last rancher. They put all the rest of the ranchers out of business. And these are people who had property rights. They were surface rights. They were grazing rights. They were water rights. We had miners in Oregon who had mineral rights that the BLM came after recently. And as we said throughout all of this, they're going to come after the land rights, the deed to your home, to the actual land itself. Those are different kinds of property rights. A lot of people didn't really understand that. And so they were saying, well, these are just rich ranchers or miners or whatever. We don't really appreciate that. And I said, they're going to come for your home. Well, they're coming for this fellow's home. At the time that the Bundy Ranch was going on, right after that, there was talk about 90,000 acres. This is the Red River that's the boundary between Texas and Oklahoma. The EPA is playing games with the boundaries just to confiscate property, because you got to have to understand that Texas is one of the few western states that the federal government did not claim to have massive property ownership. Texas is mostly privately owned because it was Republican Texas and then became a state after that. In most of these areas, they did not turn over, however, after they became states, after the Civil War, there was a change in the way the government operated. Previously, in the eastern states, they would turn that land over to individuals privately. That's the way it's supposed to be. The federal government is not supposed to be a landowner. They were granted the District of Columbia. They're not supposed to own the land. That's supposed to be in private hands. But they have no respect for our property, just like they have no respect for our other rights. Property rights are rights, just like our rights that are violated at the airport, our rights that are violated by the NSA. And, of course, last night you didn't hear anybody talking about liberty, except within the very narrow constructs of civil liberties being violated by the NSA, about the Snowden whistleblowers. But this is something that is very important. You're not going to hear the Democrats talk about it. And unfortunately, you won't really hear the Republicans talk about this either. The Republicans will occasionally get upset about the fact that the IRS will use asset forfeiture, but they won't talk about the war on drugs, which is where this really came from. If we go back to 1984, they passed the Comprehensive Crime Control Act of 1984. This was under Ronald Reagan. It was pushed by prominent Republicans like Strom Thurmond, Orrin Hatch at the time. It was signed by the sainted patriarch of the GOP, Ronald Reagan. And what they did with this was they essentially destroyed property rights. Why aren't Republicans concerned about that? Over and above the issue of the drug war, they called it civil asset forfeiture, because by calling it civil, they don't have to give you your due process. If they called it criminal, you would have the presumption of innocence. You would have a jury trial. You'd have all these other prohibitions that are in the Constitution that they would have to overtly ignore. But by calling it civil, which is a lie, they can confiscate your property. They don't ever have to convict you of a crime. They don't even have to charge you with a crime. What they say is that your property committed a crime. And then if you want to get that back, because it's civil, you have to sue them in court. So most people can't afford to do that. So people have lost their property through this over the years. And I think it's interesting, Leanne, that at the same time they were doing this, this was passed in the fall of 1984. A program that had started just a month before was Miami Vice. What was the key thing about Miami Vice? These cool Miami cops running this drug war, and they got to do all kinds of, they're riding in these fancy boats, these fancy cars that they had stolen. They were teaching the American public, especially law enforcement, they were teaching the local police to become thieves, to become blackmailers, to steal cars, boats, and other property. Wow. That was the psyop that they did. They had this thing rolling it out because Ronald Reagan had been in office for 4 years. They were very excited about this. The attorney general at the time, Richard Thornburg, said after 5 years after they'd done this, they said, now we can have forfeiture finance prisons where we put people who are agents who are driving forfeiture confiscated cars can work in a forfeiture funded sting operation. They're funding all the law enforcement by outright theft. And right now we see that it's not just the BLM. All of these agencies are acting as their own little empires. The Congress abdicates its authority. They don't want to pass all these laws. That's why it was perfectly natural for Nancy Pelosi to say, we have to pass it so we can find out what's in it.
Right.
They create these broad guidelines, whether it's the Dodd-Frank bill or these other things. They create these agencies, as the Dodd-Frank bill did, and then they sit back and wait for them to write laws for a couple of years, and the Congress looks at it, and then they can, if it gets too authoritarian, then they can come in like they're rescuing us from this. But these agencies write the laws, not the Congress. Then they have their own armies, as you're talking about this article that came out today with the EPA. They have their own armies. They have their own courts. They ignore our due process. We have multiple empires being built in Washington.
Right.
That is the real danger that we see with this.
And people really need to care about this, because a lot of people, when the whole thing happened with Clive and Bundy, they were like, oh, it's just a white privilege, you know, the white guy, he's just a rich cattle rancher, it doesn't matter. Here we have this other guy in Wyoming, they're $16 million in fines, they're saying, because he built a stock pond, which is actually good for the environment.
He's
and
a
the
welder.
EPA has no jurisdiction over stock ponds. But
exactly. He's a welder.
Right.
He's got 8 acres. He got it approved by the state and local authorities to build a self-contained pond on his little 8 acres. And then the EPA comes in and says, we own all the water in the world. And they start fining him. Initially, it was going to be $75,000 a day, but then they took it down for somehow it went down to $37,500. It's a deal. You know, hey, only $37,500 a day. But now they've accumulated fines of $16 million. And Leanne, when this was happening with Clive and Bundy, you had all these people on the left, the press, saying, ah, he owes millions of dollars. You know, he owns that to the government. That means he owns it to me, because that's a socialist mentality. Oh, he's a rich rancher. I can tell you, I was there. The Bundys are not rich. Okay. They're able to support themselves, but they are far, far, far from rich. And this guy is not rich because he owes a $16 million fine, the EPA claims that he owes.
They're just laying fines on him every single day. And you're absolutely right. That was a talking point that was used.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's tax dollars.
If you owe $16 million, you must be rich.
Well, they're robbing that from you, the taxpayer, that privileged white guy. And you're absolutely right. That was the talking point that was used. And now can you imagine if the EPA drops in there, rolls in there with their assault ships?
Yes.
I mean, what is that?
You know, it's interesting when we look at this massive militarization of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Hmm.
When we look at this,
it's a dangerous field to be in.
Yeah, literally a field. A few years ago, the Washington Post noticed that there was an RFP, just like we noticed these RFPs Paul Joseph Watson did about all the ammunition purchases, right? They noticed, they said, why is the Department of Education putting out this stuff for shotguns and vehicles and ammunition and all this kind of stuff? Why does the Department of Education need that? Well, in less than a year, you had a situation where a family, the mother was behind in her school loan. And in the middle of the night, the EPA comes in and does a SWAT raid on the family. They drag out the husband. They drag out the children, face down in the ground, knees on their back, guns to their heads, because the mother who has left the family is behind on her student loan. That's the kind of over-the-top authoritarian government that we have to stop. We're not going to stop it in Washington. Nobody in Washington wants to stop this. Nobody but Rand Paul has introduced anything to stop civil asset forfeiture. He introduces it over and over again. He's got a co-sponsor in the House, but the rest of the Senate, Republican and Democrat, could care less. The rest of the presidential candidates, Republican and Democrat, could care less. There's no consensus for this. It's going to have to be stopped at the state, at the local level, and it's going to have to be us doing it, because our elected political leaders can't be bothered. They love this system.
Right. I know they absolutely love to rule over this type of tyranny. And I know we can kind of switch now talking about the debates. That was sort of one of the things they said, do Black Lives Matter or do all lives matter? And that was really a pivotal point here in our country, where the world really was rallying around what was going on in Ferguson, saying, finally, Americans are waking up to the fact that they live in a police state. Everyone was like, yes, yeah, stand up against this police state. This is out of control. And then the Soros-backed groups move in there and create it. No, it's only the Black people that are being attacked by these vicious cops. And I'm not saying that they're not being targeted. I'm not making that argument. But then it divided everyone.
Yeah.
So then people say, fine, then you're on your own against. Mm-hmm. And now we're not doing anything about this police force that is out of control.
Well, it definitely seems like racism has grown in the last year and a half since all that happened. It's gotten worse in a sense.
Oh,
especially
absolutely.
With the youth. I mean, they think that everyone's out to get each other. They've created this division where you people are starting to separate and go into these different cliques, and now we're going after everybody.
Can't even go to yoga class if you're white.
Yeah, if you're white in Seattle, you know, they want to take statues down because that's racist. They want to ban flags. They want to do all this stuff. It's completely and totally just mind-blowing that this stuff keeps happening and people aren't waking up to it. It's controlled. This is what they want.
Right.
They want that to happen.
How can people take seriously a group that wants to take down the Confederate flag, ban this Confederate, it's a sign of oppression, and then they want to raise the hammer and sickle in its place? I mean, that does not even make sense to me. Do you know your history?
Well, we go back to the Black Lives Matter issue. You can play, you can look at the metrics, the statistics, a number of different ways. You can say, well, there's more people who are white who are being hit by the police brutality. Or you could say that there's a higher percentage of the black community that's being hit than a percentage of the white community. So both of those are true. But here's the fundamental thing, Leanne. If you're going to stop this, we have to understand that we're all in this together. And right. That's why they start this divide and conquer. If you're a minority, if you're black, and you feel like you're being unfairly targeted at a disproportionate rate, why wouldn't you want to make common cause with the larger population out there and say, this is something that affects all of us, not just me, because I'm a minority and I may not be able to have enough power to get this stopped. That's why we all need to stand together. We need to stand together against these out of control empires that are called bureaucracies, and we need to stand together against these rules of engagement, if you will, because it is a militarization of our police. They've turned them into thieves. They've told them to disregard the rule of law with these civil asset forfeiture issues. And now they're doing the same thing with the bureaucracies. We need to stand together as one, as people, and we need to say this affects all of us. And the black people need to understand that more than anybody because they're the smaller minority. They need to stand and they need to make consensus with the larger group if they're going to survive. But that's the black leaders are being run by George Soros and these other people who want a divide and conquer. They want to subject them. Right. They want to be race pimps for these people, just like we've seen in the past with the race leaders.
Right. And well, then they give them the audience with Hillary Clinton and with all of these other presidential candidates so that they feel, okay, now we have power. This is working. This separating ourselves from the larger group is, we are having the power now. Now we're going to take down the white privilege and all of that, dismantle all of that. When it's become this divide and conquer thing, and rather than all of us working together toward a common cause.
I'm trying to educate white people about the evils of the military police state, about the evils of the drug war. The black community has seen this far more than the white community has. I would like for the black people to help me in this, to help me to convince the white people that this is something, they're coming for you next, folks.
Right.
Okay? Let's all stand together to stop this. Instead, we see George Soros and company paying these people to peel them off, to take them out of the fight, to make this about white versus black so we can't convince the white people that the police really aren't on their side with these kinds of rules of engagement. They need to understand this before it is too late. The police are being driven by the federal government to become militarized bullies. And they're shooting, it's a shoot first curriculum. We've shown this in various places in Nevada. The instructor at the state academy, the state police academy, resigned rather than teach this. He said, this is a shoot first curriculum. It's being driven by the federal government. It's being driven by this racism.
Right. And that's why,
being driven by the federal government.
Yeah. And that's why you'll see such a difference between the police officers who have been,
The older police officers
yes. versus the newer, younger trained. And they're getting 6 months of training to learn the law. So don't argue with them over the law. Like you've told me, you know, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride.
The older police officers, like Frank Serpico, said, we did everything to avoid using our weapon.
Right.
Everything. But these guys pull out the weapon and shoot before anything happens. And that's the way that's the training that they're being given. That's being directed by the federal government. And we need the black people to stand with us and to help educate the larger white group about this because the white people are the ones who don't see it at this point.
Just watch the footage of Sam DeBose.
Yes.
Driving down the road, police officer comes over, pulls him over. Sir, you're missing your front license plate. You know, and the next thing you know, it escalates within seconds. The officer's lie said that he was dragged down the road by the vehicle when in actuality, this cop pulled out a gun and shot him in his head, blew his brains out for missing a license plate.
Right.
So what if the guy takes off? You've already got his rear license plate number. You can find him down the road. That radio is 10 times quicker than you can be.
Yes.
Right.
Sit back, take a deep breath, reevaluate the situation, and look at it from that point of view. It's not worth killing somebody over. A death sentence is not you shouldn't die because of something like that. And like you said, when you get the older police officers, you get the combat vets who then go in and become police officers. These guys have had life experience. They've seen things. They know how to de-escalate a situation, sit back and try to use risk management and all this, you know, fast in their head and not just go for the gun. And time again, we keep seeing this. Cops are just shooting people for no reason. And then it goes to court and they have these people who are bought out and cops get let off. There's some kind of technicality. Then you have another riot and then it creates more division and segregation. It's
the police people at the top, whether it's the government, whether it's the police, whether it's the black community leaders, they don't want to solve the problem. That's the problem. And the white people that I talk to, by and large, don't get it. And every time you have the Black Lives Matter comes out here, every time they have someone who shoots a police officer who's not doing anything to anybody, then that reinforces this narrative of the white community that, the black community is just violent. They're the source of the problem. It isn't the rules of engagement that are being redefined by the federal government. And that's the issue. And that's why we need to come together as one, as the people in this area and get rid of this division. And that's what's keeping us from getting anything done about this.
Right. And obviously coming up next now with all of this illegal immigration, and we saw that in the debate last night, where everything was about giving away free stuff and, and new agencies, new government programs to deal with this. It was all
free.
It's not freedom, it's freebies.
Yes.
They didn't say anything about the veterans. They didn't.
No, that's one of the things that really pissed me off. You know, we're willing to take in people from all over the world. We have problems here. We have people here who fought for this country, who've tried to do what they can to make changes throughout this country. People who actually believe in the country. Like me, other veterans who really went in with a pure thought that, hey, I really want to make some kind of change. I want to make America better than what it is, and I'm willing to put my life on the line. And then you come back home, and then you see some guy that's just jumped over or come through a canal or something like that. He's getting free college, free health care, getting taken care of. Meanwhile, me and my brothers are either homeless. They can't get any kind of health care whatsoever. They're treated like garbage. Like, you know, just trash on the ground.
So you're a danger to them because you've already been through the system and you've already seen the government lie to you. Mm-hmm. These people that they're bringing in are fresh, new recruits.
They're recruiting
that they
voters.
Can use as government pawns.
Right.
And that's why they're bringing them in. That's why they want to have kindergarten through postgraduate school all paid for by the government, because that's how they control people through the educational system.
Absolutely. And, of course, they can earn their citizenship by joining the Army. So... absolutely. New recruits. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me in studio. Very enlightening there on all of that. Coming up after the break, Paul Joseph Watson is going to let us know what's coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are wrapping up the fourth hour overdrive here. I'm Leanne McAdoo. Joining me in studio is Paul Joseph Watson, our red coat here. So you're going to be hosting the nightly news tonight. It's always very exciting. What do you got coming up?
There's a university in Toronto, University of Toronto. They did a gender-neutral bathroom experiment, so basically, you know, pro-transgender, gender-neutral. And basically what happened was all the men, all the young men with hormones raging went in there, claimed that they felt like they were women today because they were transgender for the day, and took pictures on their cell phones of naked women in the shower.
Wow.
So
didn't see that one coming.
Didn't go quite well. So again, you know, these universities, these colleges, they're warning about rape culture while allowing men to film naked women. Right. So the experiment failed completely, but they're going to continue with it anyway.
Right. I mean, so you're expecting young hormonal people to behave themselves and, right. So
obviously failed.
Right. Total failure. And I'm sure that this is going to be the a test pod for other universities.
But they say they're just going to continue with it. They're not even going to change the policy. So complete insanity. Migrant crisis. There's a town in Germany, Lower Saxony, a village with 100 residents, and they're going to take in 1,000 immigrants.
Wow.
So they had a meeting in the local town hall, and the mayor was like, I can't believe that the citizens would even complain about this. 100 people in a village about to be overwhelmed by 1,000 migrants, right, and that's not going to be a problem. Really.
Their entire town is going to be completely transformed.
Exactly.
Completely transformed.
And Sweden is now going to fly migrants directly into the country via airliners, so they've just dispensed with anything.
What did you think about the article we covered yesterday, the 20 migrants suing because they didn't receive their welfare checks fast enough? They had to wait more than a week.
Well, the migrants are complaining at camps in the Netherlands that the internet is not fast enough. Because they're not Syrian refugees, right? Only one in five are. So they're right. Fleeing to a higher standard of living. They're not fleeing right. From war and persecution. So we're going to cover that. We're going to cover school bans pro-life club posters. Basically, this pro-life group had posters which said, save the baby humans, with a picture of a panda or a whale. This was deemed too controversial by this Kentucky school. And basically, there's a huge legal fight. So, you know, you can have posters that say using certain words is as bad as sexual assault. Again, going back to the college rape crisis myth. But having a picture of a panda which says save the baby humans, that's too controversial. That's not allowed because it's politically incorrect.
Right. I mean, it's just so crazy to me how that's the one thing that anyone can rally around. How dare you want to save unborn children from being dissected into a petri dish?
Probably exactly. Racist. And we're also going to cover this NSA intelligence analyst who came out and said that, you know, a senior European diplomat told him the entire government of a European country considers Obama to be mentally unwell.
Well, let's not. Obama is also a huge fan of selfies, which they also came out with a study before that said that that was a sign of, you know, a little psychosis there as well. So he's our selfie.
He's the king of selfies.
Yes, king selfie, which actually Kit Daniels has an article. MTV says, you're sexist if you hate selfies. basically saying that we're talking about coded conversation about young women who take these selfies and you're sexist. But really, it really enrages me more when I see young men taking these selfies, especially at the gym, especially after doing 2 curl ups there. And then they're like, ugh.
Well, that's what they said. They didn't mention that, you know, being critical of men taking selfies, it was all about women. So again, there's no balance with this political correctness.
Well, because it's a war on women. So stop being racist, exactly, and sexist and homophobic, Paul. All right, well, Paul Joseph Watson will be on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 p.m. Central. We'll see you then.